If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Hey, this is Lisa May. I'll be there pounding some brews.
Okay, explain the pink.
Lisa May, I love you, white woman.
Mostly sunny today. We're looking for highs in the 60s.
Yeah, I wouldn't broadcast that.
Cloudy with patchy fog and drizzle this morning. Partial clearing this afternoon. We're looking for highs in the upper 60s to the mid 70s.
No. You don't talk now, okay? You're not so good with the putting the words together and they're coming out. Good thing.
Suck it.
What about our Jewish fans out there? They're out there. We know you're out there. And we love you. And we love Canners. Go to Canners every night. My favorite restaurant, even though they raise the prices.
Who would do something like that?
Jews.
That is so true, Dick.
Well, I cannot believe I'm saying this, but it's raining in the OC.
I know, it's crazy. I gotta tell you, the traffic is a nightmare. The 405 is jammed. The 5, the 710, they're all gridlocked.
Stay safe, stay dry, and let's all pray for sunshine.
And now.
Hello, I'm taking a dump.
Our feature presentation.
What the hell is that?
Come on, what are you doing?
I don't know. Wow.
Hello, I'm taking a dump.
What was that from?
That was you being the queen.
Well, I know I was being the queen, but
it was from yesterday when you were doing the breakers, right? When you were recording the breakers and the liners beam? Am I right?
No, we were having a conversation about a Christmas gift that I got for Lisa May that involved the Queen in a photograph. And
that's right.
Kevin was reenacting the magic for us, which I enjoyed very much.
The Queen blows. I'm not a big fan.
The Queen rules,
and
first of all.
She gets so much respect, but doesn't really do anything. And the whole, if you're born into it, you got the blue blood, you're better than everyone else. I'm better than everyone. Shut up.
She doesn't say she's better than everyone else.
She doesn't say it.
She serves the people of her kingdom is what she does.
What does she do to serve them?
Hard and tirelessly every day to help that country.
What does she do?
I don't even want to get started with you.
No. Does she write laws?
No. She doesn't write laws.
What does she do?
She certainly makes recommendations to the prime minister. She certainly has opinions
Maybe
on how
you
she'd like to
make a law.
That's her recommendation.
You saw the queen, didn't you?
No.
Oh.
I hate the queen.
Then you would know the answer to these ridiculous questions.
You would.
That everyone
the queen
else knows.
Has a job.
She's the only one that doesn't know. I know, but it's just a PRBS job.
Well, there's some public relations involved in it. She certainly is the face of the United Kingdom, but she does
do
other things,
Do you want that
too.
To be your face, honestly?
I do, yes.
Really?
You look at
there aren't
look
any
at some
hot
leaders,
British women that you would rather have be the face?
Not that have already been queen for over 50 years, Kevin. She's going to get older. She was hot when she started.
No.
What, do you throw her out because she's not hot anymore? That's not how you choose who leads.
If she's not leading. That's the point. She's doing nothing. She's not leading.
Hello, I'm taking a dump.
That's what she does all day.
Okay.
Leading.
I can't. There's nothing
She's
I can
leading.
Do
Come on with that.
I can't do anything.
Compare her to someone in the United States. Is that possible?
No. That we don't, because we don't have a monarchy. That's why.
Right. And you know why? Because we have people that do work. She
who?
Lives in a castle.
Who?
Well, you know. Who
are these people that do work?
House of Representatives, Senate. They don't do a lot.
No, they
the
do
president.
Nothing.
But you can at least point to them and say, this is what they're supposed to do.
I can at least point to them and say 90% of Americans disapprove of the job
of
that they're doing. You know what the Queen's approval rating is?
It's law. You have to approve of the Queen. It's law in England. Yep, 100%. You have to or you die. That's the way it works.
Well, I didn't realize you were the
She's
expert
better
on this
than
topic,
you.
So
oh.
I defer.
You forgot that I'm an expert on everything.
I
the less,
defer.
The less I know about it, it does not detract from my confidence.
No, that is the beauty of you.
So that's the way it works. Same with lightning. Well, we all kind of got that disease here.
The Queen is not going to live forever. You will have your day in the sun to be happy when she dies.
Hello, I'm dead.
We'll have to do the Queen in heaven.
Yes, we will. Absolutely.
Then we'll have that doofus Charles as king. By the way, no one wants that.
And then the face of England will be Camilla, who looks like a catcher's
mitt. It hasn't been a good face in a long time.
No.
Just
get someone hot. What's wrong with that?
It's not how they choose.
I know, but they should.
We don't choose that way.
I mean, why aren't you yelling about your Victoria's Secret model? What's her face?
Alessandro Ambrosio.
Yeah. What about her? Why isn't she in Iowa today instead of stupid Hillary Clinton? I mean, you can make the same complaint here.
I'm absolutely in. You think she would do any worse than Hillary or any of the candidates? Come on, you got to go with heat.
Okay.
Who's a British woman like Liz Hurley? How about her? Hot. Boom, queen.
Yeah, she's sure. Keep you want to just make out. Her queen because
yes.
she's hot?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
You can propose that.
That's
I'm
how
not sure
I make
if
decisions.
Okay.
Comedy or hot. That's all you get. Those are the two decisions that I make. Let's talk right. about last night's late night talk shows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All came back last night.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I got a clip from Jimmy Kimmel's show. This is how his show began.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Kimmel. Tonight on the program, Andy Dick will be here. We have the winner of Dancing with the Stars, Elio Castroneves, and a performance from Kid Rock from Times Square. Normally, I would say something funny here, but I don't have any writers, so we'll just sit. We'll be right back.
That's all he did, and everybody couldn't figure out, like, is this the beginning of a bit? Like, should I laugh, or is he serious? Turns out he was pretty serious.
That was it.
So he did not do a monologue at
nope,
all?
Not a bit.
Wow. That's
and,
a surprise.
Really, really noticeable anger. And
like he
was
do you think he didn't want to come back?
It's not just that he didn't want to come back. He's really angry about the strike and about the way people are getting treated.
Yeah.
And it
mm-hmm.
really came through. And I was happy for him that he was able to get that out.
Yeah.
Because it does seem ridiculous. And then he started playing old bits that had writers in it because if he repeats it, then they have to get residual payments.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so
oh,
he I was see. Like, okay. he would just play things that they did in the past just to, you know, help the writers out.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I like him even more.
So he probably didn't even want to do a show last night, but kind of had to.
Yeah, I think that kind of is the underlying tone.
Everyone else is coming back. You kind of have to come
and
back,
everyone's,
I guess.
But everyone's miserable because, you know, the people that make those shows go are the writers, and they
and
are miserable.
And they're very close to the writers,
so
I
it's,
think.
That's got to be a nightmare yeah. to be in the middle of that.
And we now know, by the way, that Andy Dick will do anything.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. That's
Andy
a,
Dick is going to be hosting Let's Paint TV
dick move.
Next year.
And if you need to fill time, you have Andy Dick on. You know, you could just talk about anything. That guy's crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, the shows are back, but not thrilled to be back. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? It is Thursday, and it's the 3rd of January. Still unhappy with that sound effect. I got to be honest.
Well, all right. I think we're stuck with
doesn't
it.
Doesn't seem very sexy. This morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, Joel McHale.
Yes.
Yes.
Does the soup on E. Love him.
He's got his countdown. I've seen the first half of the top 20 for the year. It was
it's
very
great.
Funny, but I'm anxiously awaiting the last part.
We'll talk to him about that today.
Mm-hmm.
We also are going to talk about how Psycho Mike's going up the river. He's going down. Do you go up or
is
you go down?
Up or is he going down?
Whichever direction jail is, that's where he's going.
By the way, no one would be more popular in prison than yeah. Psycho Mike. Yeah.
And no one would be happier to be there either, by the way.
Yep, that's right.
So that's coming up this morning. We've got to talk about the New England Patriots. And the it looks like it's inversely proportionate from the amount of success they have to the happiness that they have. So yeah. The more successful they are, the less happy they are.
This is a guy, Bill Belichick, their coach, is a guy who just won the lottery and walks out of the lottery office after cashing his check, just sits on the curb and just weeps. That's what he's like.
Doesn't make
he's
any just sense.
You can't figure out what's eating him.
Our vice president, that's a slip. Dick Cheney, seriously, is a party guy compared to this guy. I don't know
oh
why,
my
but
God,
your perfect season. So.
Well, I'd love to have him as my coach.
Also on today's show, we have to tell you about somebody whose wife is trying to leave them. It's one of the members of the show. And I do not think that they're aware of this. I think they're going through their everyday life today like it's any other day. Unaware.
And they don't realize that the U-Haul has been called.
That's correct.
Is Donna
they're
tunneling under the house?
Oh, that's been going on for a long time.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know we were going to talk
they're
about
sending
that.
In rescue teams, the whole deal. That's okay. Ugly. Don't bring it up.
By the way, listeners are increasingly demanding either a retraction on our story yesterday that Dave, the King of Mexico, hooked up with former Miss Double December Yasmin over the holidays, or they're looking for some sort of proof. And I don't know if Dave videoed it or what, but it's being called the hookup of the century, and people are refusing to believe it unless there is evidence or at least some sort of debriefing going on with Dave to make sure he's not lying.
Ralph was still coming back from vacation yesterday, and I wrote him an email, and I just casually mentioned it because I thought he was in on the emails all over the holidays mm-hmm. where, you know, Dave was gloating. He's like, what? Dave and Yasmin, what? No
yeah,
way.
Yeah, it's shocking. You can't get your head around that.
Are we going to have to, like, swab Yasmin and do a DNA test?
Yes,
sure it's
yes
Dave's?
We are.
I think we are.
That's an excellent idea,
you know,
Lisa.
That needs to be done.
As a matter of fact, I think Maury Povich may be called as well. You need to do it on the show.
And also on today's show, I'm not sure who remembered this. I think it was Ralph remembered this, but he had a bet with a fan of the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, I vaguely remember this bet.
Better record in regular season between Ralph's Eagles and New Orleans. And Ralph won that bet. And we're going to talk to the listener today who has to get a tattoo now. I'm not sure what the tattoo is. I don't remember.
I think it was a Kevin and Bean tattoo is what I think it was.
Oh, that's a horrible, payment. But anyway, we'll talk to him today and find out just what the hell's going on with him as well. It's 5:41. We will take a quick break and come back with Ralph. Showbiz beat now.
Who's the new guy?
Who's Johnny? I want to know.
That would be Ralph Garman.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first El DeBars reference.
Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Keep it alive and await. That's my motto.
We were remarkably DeBarge free yesterday on the show, so I'm glad you're back. Right. Ralph, how are you?
I'm sorry you had to suffer through a day without DeBarge. Because a day without DeBarge is like a day without sunshine.
I forgot to send you the photo, the cell phone photo I took, but I was in Portland for a few days in December during vacation, and El DeBarge was playing at a nightclub. On New Year's Eve. That was the show. It was El DeBarge. I took a photo of it. I forgot to send it to you,
but
I will.
That's the way to ring it in.
I should have told you because you would have been there, man. You'd have flown to Oregon just to see that.
None of the original members, but El DeBarge was performing, I'm sure. It's a bunch of guys named Smith and Rodriguez and stuff, but no DeBarge.
I don't think they were even advertising it as a DeBarge show. I think it was just El. I think you were just getting out when you went in. But anyway, Ralph's hero is alive and well and apparently still performing in Oregon.
Great. It's a hell of a New Year's Eve. What did you do? El DeBarge? What? Huh?
Speaking of New Year's, I was in Philadelphia. I was in my hometown for New Year's. And I bring you the glad tidings and happy New Year's of Vince Papale.
Oh, yes.
Remember
Vince Papale, whose life story was the basis of the movie Invincible with Mark Wahlberg?
We love that guy.
Vince was great, and I ran into Vince over on the New Year's Day. And he said, hey, you're the guy from the Los Angeles radio show I did. I said, yeah, Vince, how you doing? He said, tell your guys that you work with. I said, happy New Year.
Love him.
That's awesome. He was a great guy.
How did you happen to run into him? Was it an Eagles-related event?
No, it was. Actually, I went to the Eagles game, the final game of the season against Buffalo. I went there, but I didn't see him there. I saw him actually at the hotel that I was staying in. He was having dinner at the hotel with his wife and kids.
Just a coincidence.
Ran into him outside, yeah. So
that's cool.
It was very cool, but he says hello. So
I am now, the Eagles play Saturday or Sunday in round one of the playoffs?
Both.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. They're so good. They're playing everybody.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah,
okay.
So I'm looking forward to that. Now, they at 8-8, they did not make the playoffs, oddly enough.
Nor did the Arizona Cardinals.
No. But we did beat Dallas this season.
Handily.
Yeah.
Handily.
Kept them from scoring a touchdown.
That's correct.
Which is always a good feeling over the season. Three in a row. We won three in a row at the end of the season. Yeah. Good timing, fellas. Way to turn it on. Way to turn on the juice.
Maybe a little earlier.
Yeah. They wanted to get hot going into the playoffs. Well, they're not going. They just got hot. So I'm turning my eyes to next season, of course, already. But some good football coming up this weekend.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to talk to our boy Andrew Siciliano tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
About that. Good stuff. All right, let's take it to the showbiz world, shall we? Or rather, let's take a look at the showbiz world.
Excellent.
I'm not ready to do this. We're not going to do this for another year, seriously, are we?
Yeah, absolutely.
This whole little show thing.
Yes, if we're going to act like it's new and fresh, dude.
What a waste.
We felt just like the way you feel today is the way we felt yesterday, which is, how do we do this? I don't even remember.
Yeah. The Spears family.
Yes.
The only thing I missed, over the holiday, because usually when I have some time off, I stay away from TMZ. I stay away from Access Hollywood and The Insider. Well, The Insider I watch for the medical freaks.
Sure.
But everything else, all showbiz-related news, I try to purposefully stay away from.
You spend a lot of time looking at that world. So
but the Jamie Lynn Spears story, pregnant at 16.
Yeah.
Just knocked my socks off. As did, Lynn Spears still trying to push her book on parenting.
Oh, I love that. I want to read that so bad. Who's the worst parent?
Fascinating story coming out about Jamie Lynn Spears. Star Magazine is reporting that the entire Spears family is actually lying about who the father of her baby is.
Lying because...
Well, here's the story. They are claiming, Star is, that the Spears family is paying Casey Aldridge, Lynn's occasional boyfriend, to admit that he's the father of the baby, but actually he's not. They claim, Star Magazine once again, that a much older executive at Nickelodeon is reportedly the father.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We were hoping K-Fed.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. Been the best possible story. But some creepy old dude over at Nickelodeon who works in kids' shows
banging a 16-year-old and getting her pregnant, that's almost as good.
That
as
would be the best.
Wow.
So take that for what it's worth. But did you read any of the stories, though, when this broke about Lynn Spears' parenting skills?
No.
How when they would go on vacation, Jamie Lynn would stamp her feet and cry that her boyfriend wasn't around. So Lynn would fly the boyfriend into wherever they were and let them sleep together in the same room.
And she was how old at the time?
15 years old.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And she's going to tell us that's the way to parent?
Apparently it is. That's in her new book. Pick it up today.
I like it.
Britney Spears kicked off 2008 in spectacular fashion as well.
And how dare anyone out there make fun of Britney after all she's been through?
Britney will spend the beginning of 2008 looking for new lawyers.
Uh-oh.
Her lawyers have quit on her.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, yesterday she was supposed to show up for yet another deposition that was scheduled regarding her custody case. This is the fifth time they've scheduled a deposition where she didn't show.
Wow.
Once again, she didn't show up. And her lawyer team, Trope and Trope, have dropped her as a client.
I'm a fan of Trope, but I don't think Trope does very good work.
Gina holds his own. Yeah. I mean, he's no Trope, but right. Come on. apparently, Trope and Trope have announced there has been a breakdown in communications between Britney and Trope and Trope.
How about that?
Making further representation of her interests impossible.
Mm. Wow.
How bad do you have to be to get a lawyer to stop taking your money? That's
no
what
kidding.
I want to know. They're not known for giving away opportunities to cash in on you.
No kidding.
Especially somebody like Britney, who basically needs full-time representation every year.
24 hours a day, around-the-clock representation.
One of the websites, perhaps TMZ, said that when she was supposed to be at the deposition, she was just driving around, just aimlessly.
Yeah.
Like going nowhere, just cruising.
A source close to the legal counsel puts it to TMZ.com. Her whole life has become so insane that it's impossible for anyone to get through to her.
Wow. Is that a good sign or not a good sign?
It's good.
A good sign. Okay.
It's good for the kids.
All right, good.
Apparently, K-Fed was in Vegas over the weekend. Did you see the photos of who he was hanging out with?
Oh, yeah. Saw the story yesterday. I hope that happens.
Paris Hilton and K-Fed ringing in the new year together in Las Vegas.
What was that?
That's hot.
Leonard, that was Paris and Kevin hanging out together.
Oh, that would just be
in
so
Vegas.
Great.
Also seen hanging around, Larry Burkhead was in there as well. It was just a loser convention in Vegas this weekend.
Were they filming the Surreal Life there or something?
I have no idea.
You look around the room and you see those people, I'm out. Move it on.
No,
I'm in the wrong place.
Yeah. You know, they were getting a half a mil, the Hilton girls, to do the party.
Wow. Just to show up.
Nikki and Paris, the sisters, made $500,000 to ring in the new year.
K-Fed was just hoping to drain a little of that his way.
Yeah.
Can I have some money?
He's rocking the mohawk these days, by the way.
K-Fed has a mohawk?
Which is a spectacular look. But at least he combs it down. So it's a mohawk.
What do you mean he combs it down?
You know, most mohawks stick up.
That's the point of it.
He combs it down.
What?
It's not a punk rock mohawk.
No. As to not draw attention to the fact that he's got a mohawk, he combs it forward.
Finally.
Like an opposite comb over.
I knew this day would come. Everybody's been saying, oh, look at him. He's the good. No.
No.
No, there's no good one here.
He's a big douchebag.
Yes, he is.
It's a faux hawk, I think is what they call those.
Apparently, it's very popular for the celebrities to be dating the football players these days. Jessica Simpson and Tony Romo of the Dallas Cowboys, of course, have a very high-profile romance. However, Star Magazine's claiming it could be faked.
Really?
That maybe they're not dating at all. That the two are being seen publicly together because Joe has masterminded a Pizza Hut commercial that features the two that will be reportedly aired during the Super Bowl. Tony Romo and Jessica appearing together.
I don't care if the romance is real. I just want her to continue to attend his games.
I do, too. And
no kidding.
Wear that pink number 9 jersey.
Yep.
She was
whatever
sporting.
It takes.
Wait, I don't understand. Why does she have to be a couple with him to do a commercial with him for the Super Bowl? What's
Maybe
the
that's
plan?
The premise of the commercial. That
it opens up more opportunities.
So they fake a relationship for a month or two?
And then
two?
They're on a date in the commercial or something, and then the relationship can go the way.
Interesting.
Like, remember when David Letterman was dating Oprah? Remember
yes.
when they did their commercial together?
Sure, yeah.
Exactly. Speaking of David, did you catch him last night?
Did not, no.
Of course, as Kevin mentioned earlier today, all of the late-night talk shows came back last night with brand new, fresh episodes. David Letterman is the only guy with his writers back.
Yeah.
He worked out a deal with the WGA.
How did he do that? I don't understand. I know he owns the show and all
yes,
that, but
he is, in essence, the producer of the show.
Right.
Versus NBC producing The Tonight Show.
Right.
WGA is in non-communication with NBC. They're still striking them. But they're not striking Worldwide Pants, David's production company. So as an independent producer, he was able to go to them and hammer out whatever deal the WGA was happy with.
Oh, I see.
So they made a separate
contract, and so the writers were able to go back to work for him.
I got you.
And I heard the deal he made with his writers, Ralph, tell me if you heard this, is very similar to the last deal that the general WGA rejected.
I did not know. I don't know the details of the deal, so I can't comment on that. But you're saying this? They he offered them pretty much what the producers were offering anyway the last time they
exactly.
Came
yes, out? Which was rejected by the membership.
But accepted by Letterman.
Exactly.
It's complex.
It is complex. But anyway, he was on last night. Very funny. Dave took the opportunity, the 8 weeks he had off, to grow the ugliest Snow White beard you've ever seen in your life.
He looks like his own grandfather.
As I was watching my television, I was like, did he not know he was going to be on TV tonight? Did he not look in the mirror and say, well, there's no way this will stand?
Did his writers shave him? I don't know how that happened.
It was spectacular, and everyone was commenting it all night, including Robin Williams, who was his first guest, who was very, very funny talking about it, saying he looked like General Robert E. Lee, and he looked like a rabbi. He just went on and on
It's a horrible-looking beard.
It's a bad look for Dave. It's not a good look. He looks about 80. And it seemed wrong for television. You never see anybody with a full Santa beard on television hosting a show.
No.
Very odd.
Did he say if he was growing it because he's waiting until the strike is over or for world peace or till the election? Does he have a goal in mind?
Basically said just got, he doesn't like to shave every day, just gets tired of shaving every day.
Who
so
does?
He didn't have to when he was off, when he had 8 weeks off. The longest he's ever had any time off.
But then you do.
But he's going to shave it on the air. I think that's what he's going to do. He's going to have somebody come in and clean him up.
All right.
But here's how Dave, with his writers, opened up his show last night.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, geez, Dave looks like a cattle drive cook. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 long months, but by God, I'm finally out of rehab.
Yeah.
I ought to tell you something. We haven't done a show in 2 months. And seriously, during that period of time, I was very introspective. Do you ever do that? Do you introspect? Here's what I learned about myself. Show or no show, I really enjoy drinking in the morning. I know what you're thinking to yourself. You're thinking, Dave looks like a missing hiker.
He really does.
Great stuff last night on Letterman. Good to have him back. Today's celebrity birthdays, Dabney Coleman, the actor. Remember Dabney Coleman?
Absolutely. I know the name.
One of my favorite character actors. He was in a show called Buffalo Bill. He had a TV series. He was in the movie 9 to 5 with Dolly Parton and Jane Fonda.
Where would I know him?
Where would you know him?
As Bobcat Goldthwait's nemesis in Hot to Trot?
Yeah, maybe. He was in that. He did a lot of comedies in the 80s and 90s.
Okay.
Really talented guy. And then he just disappeared. I don't know what happened to him. I think he's now doing voiceover for the Rent-A-Center commercials.
Really?
Which is kind of sad.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He is 76 years old today. John Paul Jones, bassist for the reinvigorated Led Zeppelin, turned 62 years old today. Mel Gibson, actor, director, Jew lover, is 52 years old today.
Expletive Jews.
Indeed. And Danica McKellar, who played Winnie Cooper on The Wonder Years. Remember little Winnie?
Sure.
She's now 33 years old today and a math genius.
Aren't we all?
She loves math. Just ask her. She'll tell you. She wrote a book about it.
No.
Yes. Trying to get little girls interested in math because she loves her some math.
All right. Good luck with that.
Yeah. I'd like to treat her legs like a polynomial and divide them.
You want to polish that one up?
A little math joke. A joke for the math kids out there. Right now, there's some kids on the way to algebra who are laughing.
The math kids are loving that.
Oh, they're loving that. Maybe I came back too soon. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You know, it's weird. I had this this nightmare this morning. I was woke up in a cold sweat that Dave and Yasmin, our phone screener, the King of Mexico, and former Miss Double December Yasmin, Miss Double December 2006, had gotten together and had sex over the holidays.
Yeah, that happened.
So weird.
That did happen.
I did have that nightmare, yeah.
No, I'm saying that happened. Weird. It happened in real life.
Just can't even imagine.
Time for the
so hideous.
Afro line 323-520-AFRO. This one came in over the holidays. Kevin, a Bean fan, I think.
Come on, best of. Want to talk about oxymorons? You guys don't even have a halfway decent, never mind best of. Get the f*** out of here, best of. Worst of Kevin and Bean. I don't know how you guys have made it on the air so long. But keep up the good work, because I listen every day. Makes me gay.
Really? Whose fault is it?
I like
it's
it.
It's not our fault.
I like it when listeners hate themselves for listening.
Sure.
That makes us happy.
Damn you, Kevin and Dean. I can't get my boyfriend to stop singing that stupid shoe song now.
Oh, my God. Shoes. These shoes rule. These shoes are dry.
Shoes. Oh, my God. Shoes.
Best song ever.
Let's get some shoes.
Catchy.
Let's get some shoes. These shoes rule. These shoes suck. These shoes rule.
All right, what about these?
They should stop.
All right, good. It's a hell of a song. That's the one thing you want to have stuck in your head. I'll tell you that right now.
Absolutely.
Typical K-Rock fan, first thing in the morning.
I am so high.
Another Kevin and Bean show lover.
You guys are the funniest mofos in Southern California. You make me laugh. You make my day. My pain go away.
Thank you.
Wow.
I think he's serious. You guys sense that?
Sure.
Yeah.
No. Check out how I can make everybody listening feel old by saying one thing.
Right.
Here we go. What's up?
Remember when Bean did that?
Mm-hmm.
In front of the crowd?
Mm-hmm.
Twice?
Mm-hmm.
What's up? What's up?
Oh, no. In my defense, it was popular at one time thanks to the Budweiser commercials.
Right.
And then I tried to bring it back 6 or 7 years later.
Right. That's your defense?
Yeah.
That sounds like the accusation. Here's a joke for you.
Hey, guys. What'd Snow White say to Pinocchio when she sat on his face? Lie to me, lie to me, lie to me.
You get that, Lisa?
Yeah.
Because his nose.
Get gross.
When he lies.
Yeah. Okay. He's fitting.
Yeah. This guy has a message personally for Bean. Apparently he's your Christmas present has been held up. And I apologize ahead of time.
Hey, Bean. Sorry for not getting your present there. Zac Efron blow-up doll I ordered for you didn't arrive yet. So I'll call you when it does.
That's a great gift.
Half-hearted at best, by the way.
I'm not sure people are keeping track of everyone accurately.
Because I'm Omar, and I'm a f***, but I'm not that good. The Clippers suck. Yeah. What kind of song do you have for us now, you loser?
Yeah, that's Dave, the King of Mexico,
yes,
that does the Clipper songs. He's the phone screener. Clipper fan. Miss Double D Hammerer. Omar, straight terrorist. That's all you need to know to keep him straight. And we got some calls in, a few, expressing their support for Dave the King of Mexico as he hammers Miss Double D. 2006, Yasmin.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean? I'm calling about the Dave thing. I think Yasmin just missing all the tickets, so she knows Dave gets the tickets. So I think the whole reason she's just giving up the booty.
Dave, I just want you to know that this lie giving me hope for the entire year of 2008. King, you are the man. I know you're a perv and got some pictures. Put those out on the net, bro.
That's right. That's next.
Oh, we do need some
sex
sort of
tape.
Proof. Yes.
By the way, I got a text from Dave, I assume after he dropped Yasmin off at home after their 14-hour New Year's Eve date.
Right.
And here's what Dave wrote, and it may be scary, the confidence that he's going to develop as a result of this hot new girlfriend of his, but he texted me that said, "All hail the king."
Oh, no.
Yes, he did.
Really?
Yes, he did.
We're in so much trouble. We'll never be able to live with him again.
Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Thursday morning. Good morning, Ralph. Welcome back.
Yeah! Woo!
What?
2008! Woo!
You're excited about that.
Just trying to get myself pumped up for another year of Britney Spears stories. That's all.
Hey, Ralph, what goes on in Philadelphia on New Year's Eve? Is there a scene? Is there a place? A lot of cities have a downtown or something where people congregate. What's it like there?
Just fights
goes
everywhere.
Off. Just drunken brawls everywhere. Just
throwing punches.
Now, they do a big fireworks display off of Penn's Landing, which is right there on the Delaware River, the riverfront area of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a giant bunch of parties and bashes. But what the big event is the next day. The real drinking doesn't start until around 6 a.m. the next day in Philadelphia on New Year's Day.
New Year's Day?
That's when we get ready for what's called the Mummers Parade, which is the oldest organized parade in the country.
What kind of parade is it?
It's a parade that features drunken men, mostly Irish and Polish in descent, dressed in spandex, feathers, and sequins, dancing down the street holding umbrellas.
Why do they do that?
Because it's fun. And then they have what they call string bands, which is sort of like a marching band, but made up primarily of saxophones and banjos, which I know doesn't sound great.
Sounds horrible.
It's a very unique sound. I have to bring in some string band music for you to hear.
No.
It's a very unique, energetic, fun, party kind of sound. And they have 18 of these string bands, one after another, each one with a different theme. And they've got floats and costumes. And it's just a big
hootenanny. What the hell is going on?
And everyone is out in the streets along Broad Street watching the parade, just drinking their faces off.
Those people have been drinking too long, and they're going to look back someday and go, what were we doing?
So it starts New Year's Eve, and it goes right through the end of New Year's Day, just nothing but drinking for 48 hours.
It's got to be more interesting than the stupid Rose Parade, right?
It is. Yeah, a bunch of... And here are some seeds that have been taped to a cardboard box. What do you think, June? Oh, it's amazing, Steve. Look at those look at those carnations that make up the elf's head.
Inexplicably popular.
Yes. So it's a lot more fun than the Rose Parade. And it's a good time. So it's a tradition in Philadelphia. It's been going on for like 110 years now or something.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot of
good times. So it's good time. So it's good time in Philadelphia. And I didn't get a chance. I wasn't here yesterday to thank Bean. I opened up, I got my Christmas gifts around Christmas time.
Oh, good.
Bean sent them to the house, so I didn't get a chance to open them on the air here before we went on vacation. But I wanted to thank Bean for the autographed, the officially certified autographed photo of Sandra Oh. That was sent to me at Christmas time.
I know you think she's quite lovely on Grey's Anatomy.
An autograph picture.
Yes.
Certified.
And it really, I have to tell you, I didn't think I would enjoy the gift.
Right.
But it made such a lovely glow in the fireplace.
Did you throw in the fire?
It really did. It just gave off just a warmth.
Burned it?
It gave off a warmth and a glow that really just captured the holiday season for me.
You set his gift on fire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. First thing I did, it's like, look, hey, look what Bean got me.
That was money well spent. Did you also burn your Batman pillowcase and sleeping bag?
No, of course not. Those,
you kept those.
Stayed.
Okay.
Yeah.
And my Spice Girls Greatest Hits.
Spice Girls Greatest Hits DVD, I also kept.
What kind of nightmare gift is this?
It was the best. I got a Batman sleeping bag, Batman pillowcase, one pillowcase, by the way. What am I going to do? Am I going to throw my wife out of bed? Get my own pillow?
Oh, like she's going to allow a Batman pillow.
She said, we should get a set. And I said, absolutely, we should.
Wow, you're lucky.
And then I got the Spice Girls Greatest Hits as well. So it was a joyful Christmas.
Little Batmobile figurine.
Too. Yeah, the collectibles. It was very entertaining.
Got a big Batastic. Hey, those were good gifts for Ralph,
it was
except
a big
for apparently
box
the Woody Bird.
Of joy from Bean and the lovely photo that I got to burn. So it's good times. All right, let's talk about showbiz, shall we? Have you seen the photos of Miley Cyrus?
No.
And her little girlfriend on their sleepover?
No.
Oh, yeah. These photographs are all over the internet now, causing quite the stir over there in Hannah Montana land. Apparently, it is Miley and her best friend rolling around on the floor of a hotel room sharing what looks to be a Twizzler between the two of them. They're, you know, like a red licorice?
Mm-hmm. Oh, red vines? Yeah.
Miley is eating it or sucking it, and her friend is on the other end of it, sort of eating and sucking.
All right.
And they're in their PJs at a sleepover, apparently.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
I bet you would.
Is there a scandal?
Yeah, a scandal, Kevin. Hannah Montana's making out with a chick in a hotel room.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Now, I saw her on the Dick Clark New Year's Eve show, by the way. She's got a powerful little voice. The girl can sing.
She can.
How old is she?
15 years old.
Okay, he's almost old enough to get pregnant.
These photos have leaked all over the internet. And she is hitting back, saying there is nothing erotic about the images. There's nothing bad, she said. It's not something I'm going to let slide because I'm really upset about it. Because it's like not even a big deal. It's one of my best friends. I have all these girls who I hang out with all the time. It's two girls at a sleepover, fooling around, eating some candy, and all of a sudden that's bad. What's the world coming to? Miley asks us.
Good for Miley.
And I agree, Miley. I encourage this sort of behavior. I think more 15-year-old girls should share candy with their best friends.
Yeah.
I think it's wholesome, innocent fun. And I say for shame on anyone who reads inappropriate sexual content into those photographs.
I agree. Dirty-minded people.
That's what she said?
Yeah. Sorry, that's the one I had up.
That's the worst one of the bunch.
That
was our out. That was our big punchline.
That's what I had available.
That was the Rodney to go
with. So glad you dig me.
All right.
See, that would have been better.
Would have.
And that's what she said.
Yeah, I don't.
Because there wasn't appropriate.
No, it didn't make sense at all.
They're wearing so many clothes, too. It's not like it's a negligee party.
No, they got PJs on, like t-shirts and stuff, and they're just goofing around like girls in middle school would.
Yes. Kiss, kiss, bang, 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 bang.
Rodney, for God's sake.
Indeed. So, there you go. Britney Spears is going to spend the new year looking for new lawyers.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, the legal team of Trope and Trope have abandoned the insane pop star because they just can't work with her anymore after she failed to appear for the fifth time at a scheduled deposition in her custody case yesterday. One source close to the to the legal team, said her whole life has become insane and it's impossible for anyone to get through to her any longer. So the lawyers have announced, and this is their statement, there's been a breakdown in communications between Brittany and Trope and Trope, making further representation of her interests impossible.
You see this from time to time. Everyone jumping off the ship. Like, management, lawyers, everybody that has anything to do with her is
husbands,
just heading for the hills, you know? They're just getting out of town.
You have to remember her previous lawyer, Laura Wasser, quit last year as well. So apparently representing Brittany can be difficult at best. This sounds like bad news. According to the London Sun tabloid, Tyra Banks, I'm not ready for this joke. I'm ready to come back. I'm just not. Is looking into adoption.
No!
Okay.
Tyra's single, but she says she's ready to be a mom.
Oh, jeez.
And says she's wanted to adopt a child since the age of 9.
No, what?
She says she's wanted to adopt a child since she was 9.
9?
Yeah. Sounds like Jamie Lynn Spears.
Tyra Banks is a big fat whore.
A big f***ing whore.
Big fat whore.
Tyra says she has a natural connection with children.
Yeah.
And says you don't have to have one come from your womb to feel it.
No one ever said you did.
Well, she's saying otherwise, Lisa.
They would be afraid of her forehead.
They really would.
I think that's
true.
Tyra says sometimes she's intimidated by children, though, because they're so much smarter than she is. And here's what I'm talking about. Finally, a celebrity knows how to deal with having a baby. Okay. Salma Hayek says she refuses to leave the house until she's lost her baby weight.
Thank you,
Salma.
For
all
of
your fans everywhere, we want to tell you we appreciate that gesture. She says she feels large and unattractive after having her daughter, Victoria, and is working out nonstop with a trainer before she is seen in public.
This is Victoria.
Fatty. Does not make mommy feel good about herself, honey, when you talk like that.
Finally, a woman doing the right thing, though.
Finally, somebody who gets it.
Yep. Sir Paul wants to see a fat Selma Hayek. Seriously.
Sir Paul McCartney apparently had heart surgery back in September.
How did he do that under the radar?
How do you, if you're a Beatle, go into a hospital in London, get a heart procedure, and not have people find out about it?
Amazing.
It's remarkable. He's announcing in his own terms now. It happened back in September, as I mentioned. It was what they call the coronary angioplasty, which is basically a procedure where they go into your arteries and scrape out some of the fatty deposits to increase your blood flow.
Fatty.
It was a routine procedure. Apparently, Paul's in great shape. He's just fine. While they were in there with the camera, however, they did find Heather Mills' teeth marks all over his heart.
Oh.
Which I thought was odd. And a heel print, too.
Apparently. Wow.
Just the one heel. Yeah. And have you heard the rumor that Kim Kardashian of Keeping Up with the Kardashian fame is engaged to Reggie Bush of the New Orleans Saints?
Yeah, that's hard to believe.
Apparently it is not true, Kevin.
Oh, no kidding. Okay. Some a-hole on the radio yesterday said it was.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate radio people.
Oh, those guys don't know what they're talking about.
E! Online says a rep for Kim says it isn't true. Kim said herself on New Year's Eve when talking to reporters that the one thing she's learned in 2007 was that she needs to be as private as possible.
Yeah, that's why she has those
that's
cameras
why you do
following
a reality show.
Right,
yeah,
sure.
You really want to keep your private life to yourself.
Right, sure.
So apparently her and Reggie not getting married anytime soon.
All right.
And Jessica Simpson, Tony Romo, another showbiz football combo. That romance may be a fake, according to Star Magazine. Jessica's dad, manager, Joe, is the mastermind behind the fake romance, apparently, because it's going to help publicize a Pizza Hut commercial that the two are reportedly working on that will appear during the Super Bowl. So
that's what the whole relationship is about?
I wouldn't be that surprised.
According to Star Magazine, that's why they're doing it, to increase interest in their relationship, and then the Super Bowl commercial will be the crowning achievement in that publicity.
I don't think I'd be listening to my father if he had guided my career the way Joe has guided Jessica's career the last few years.
Yeah. That the Blonde in Boot Camp, whatever that freaking movie came out. You see, they actually released it in like 27 theaters.
Yeah. Made like $2.
About that
made
$1,100. No money. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, he's not.
She's
doing
a straight to DVD movie star now.
F you effing bitch.
Easy.
I'm just glad to hear Tony Romo is going to make an appearance at the Super Bowl, because I feel bad for him, to not show up at all. And yet he'll be there during halftime, I guess, during the commercial.
Sweet.
That'll be good. Today's celebrity birthdays. Victoria Principal. She played Pamela Ewing on Dallas. Remember her?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
She was the stuff back then. She is 58 years old today. Not so much the stuff. Although she does this, she's got a line of cosmetics I think she sells on television.
She does, so she looks
like a QVC
pretty damn
deal.
Good.
Yeah, she married a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
That's how you keep looking good at 58. Mel Gibson, actor, director, Nazi? He is 52 years old today.
So.
No?
No, I don't think so.
And Danica McKellar, who played little Winnie Cooper on The Wonder Years. She is
Nazi.
33 years old. She's all.
Yeah.
Oh, that bitch. Oh, boy. She hates people. Oh, no, wait a minute. She's a lovely girl who's now a math advocate.
What's a math advocate?
She loves math.
Yeah.
She was a math major when she went to school after she was done with The Wonder Years, and she's trying to encourage other young women to get interested in math as well because there aren't a lot of women in that field.
That's an easy battle.
So
good luck with that.
She just wrote a book about girls and math, encouraging women to love math. She loves her some math. I'd like to show her my long division. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Why don't you know what I'm saying?
I don't understand.
I thought it was pretty obvious. By long division, I meant penis.
I'm not.
Know what I'm saying?
I can't. Oh,
do you know what I'm saying now?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K Rock 106.7 K R O Q at 7 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Where could you possibly have gone? We're doing a show.
You left the room with 15 seconds to go before we were on the air.
You should have seen a mad scramble for the headphones as that song was ending.
Wow, we are better than ever for 08, right. I'll tell you that.
That's right.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, your chance to qualify for Linkin Park in Paris, coming up later this hour. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, he is the host of The Soup on E! Please welcome Joel McHale back to the Kevin and Bean Show.
God bless you.
That's right.
Thanks
Morning,
for having
Joel. How
me.
Are you, sir?
I'm well. I know why Kevin went outside.
You did?
Why? There was a little guy selling shorts out there for half price.
It's a deal.
And that's my opening joke.
Is that the kind of material we'll be hearing coming up with your stand-up show?
Look, here's the thing about that. Here's the thing about that Joel doesn't want you to know. He has like a two-hour chunk of comedy.
He's been doing it for years.
Honing it.
I have not.
Crafting it carefully.
This is the second time.
He has been forged on the road, as
That's
they
right.
say.
No,
you know, traveling around our country,
Joel,
making people laugh everywhere.
I can't wait to see.
Friends,
I didn't even know
small
you did
little
that.
Comedy
you screwed
clubs,
me last time.
Hundreds and hundreds of shows. honing it down to the perfect
chunk. This is the second time I've done it.
You have a comedy show, right?
No.
It says stand-up, Irvine Improv.
Other
That's where
people,
they do comedy,
I introduce
improv.
Them, and I tell, you know, funny little quips about me working
quips.
At E. And
quips.
Then I say, and now someone with an act.
Now, we have people that have an act come in here and tell us they're going to their Irvine Improv, but they get up on stage and do an act then.
Well,
is what happens.
You hardly should be leading the billing then, by the way, if you're just introducing your friends.
I couldn't agree more.
This seems like false advertisement to
it's
me.
Like
I'm
going to
be looking into this for the
like
new year.
It's like saying the Eagles are going to show up to play football.
How
right?
dare you, sir?
It's like they've got the uniforms. It seems like they should know the plays and all that. I'm sorry.
Here's what
man.
I say. Friday night, Saturday night, we're going to go down to the Irvine Improv, and anyone that's not Joel, we're going to boo.
Absolutely.
Loudly.
That's
when,
not bad.
When Mikhail tries to step off stage, he's like, get your ass back here and do your joke.
Joel,
like,
Joel,
I don't have anything else to talk about, Ralph.
And then we'll start shouting out random jokes like we've heard him in the past.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Do that hilarious one about you still listen to cassette tapes. What are you talking about?
So you're not doing, you're not at the Irvine Improv then?
I am.
You are
That's
at the Irvine Improv.
That's why I came in this morning.
Okay.
To promote your show.
Promote your stand-up comedy.
Your stand-up.
And what time are you doing the stand-up?
I believe it is 8.
I have 8 and 10. I see you're doing 2 shows on Friday.
There's actually 3 on Friday, I think.
3 shows.
There
three
might be
Saturday.
A late night show.
So you say you have no act, and yet you're doing 3 shows on one day.
On there Saturday, 7, 9, and 11.
Okay, the Saturday one has
you,
3
sir,
shows.
You, sir, are a charlatan.
Right.
Listen.
Which of those are you going to do your comedy at?
I'm going to do it in all 3.
Okay,
so
it's
he
not,
is doing it.
So it's a Joel McHale
Costello routine.
It isn't an act. There's what is it, though?
There's a lot of talking
it's
to people.
It's the real comedy is what it is.
It's me trying to remember soup jokes from 6 months ago.
Nice.
That
and
sounds
then
good.
Retelling them.
So you're too lazy to write an act, basically, is what's going on.
Yes.
Oh,
I've been trying to tell you that the last time I came. It's way too hard.
Sounds like the folks at the Improv have a lawsuit on, you know, they could win here. Seems
no,
like
at
could,
no
some
point.
Some breach of contract someplace.
Says, doesn't it say Joel McHale and Friends?
I
don't have that, but okay.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Who are your friends? Why don't you tell us that?
Yeah. Have any funny friends?
Okay, I have.
Is the guy in the mankini going to show up? He's
funny.
He might
be there. If he doesn't, he might get drunk in the afternoon.
So, okay, so you don't know.
Ryan Seacrest is one of my friends.
Okay.
How about the hairy cameraman?
He might be busy.
Tom, is he going to be there?
Tom, he lives relatively nearby, so maybe.
Okay.
We're not talking who's going to be in the audience, Joel. Who's going to be on stage?
Oh, solid maybe on the cameraman.
Oh, right. Chris Hardwick will be on stage.
Wow. Oh, you're bringing out all the big names.
You don't like Chris Hardwick?
We like Chris.
He's I'm telling fine. Chris you yeah. said.
No, he's fine.
He's fine.
I mean, he's...
He was on Singled Out.
He's fine.
We know Chris very well.
We don't dislike
him.
He
used to work here.
He used to work here.
It's just if that's the only name you can come up with, we're in trouble.
All right. Seinfeld will be there.
All right.
Oh, now we're talking.
All right. Steve Martin is coming out of retirement.
Irving Seinfeld.
Lenny Bruce. Irving Seinfeld. Irving Berlin Jr. will be there playing some music.
Irving Berlin Jr.
He's
great. Is this part of your improvisational comedy?
I see different things, and it's great.
Wow.
Actually,
young Robin Williams.
Thank you.
I have a question for Mr. McHale.
Yes.
We all know you as the hilarious host of The Soup on E, and we might think that you have some sort of a showbiz background, but how did you end up on E? What were you doing before you got hired? Were you an actor?
Stand-up.
Were you a comedian?
For years and years. Stand-up.
Yes, it was a one-man show.
Since
it takes about 6 hours
for it to unfold.
He
was on Broadway. Ted saw him in a little club.
Yeah.
And he pulled up his pants and said, "You're hired."
That's right.
That's right.
It was.
What were you doing before E?
I was at Jumbo's Clown Room and bouncing.
Is that right?
Is that what they call it?
Before E, I was working at a needle exchange.
Okay.
And see, now that's fine. You should use that one on Saturday
downtown.
Night.
Yeah, mark that down. Use that. All right, I'm going to use that one. Right.
Just for the record, our assistant producer Alex has checked. There is no N Friends. It's just Joel McHale. That's it. That's the name.
There's no other comics listed.
So 8 o'clock. 10 o'clock on Friday.
You better have a chunk by Friday.
Yeah. Saturday, 7, 9, 11. You better start building
some work to do. I don't think they're charging people to get in.
It's free.
I think it's just kind of
$20.
It's $20.
It says $20 here.
Lord, that's a lot.
Yeah. That's not good.
Some pressure right there.
No, how did I get...
where were you? What's your deal?
When you get here to L.A. and you have no job,
you hook,
mm-hmm. and I just fluffed a little.
Okay, sure.
I just got people ready. No,
down. You need to take notes, dude. You got a full show to do this weekend.
I didn't think that was that
good.
It's
the beginning. It's not good yet, but it's the beginning. You need notes or something here if you're going to craft some kind of show by Friday.
He asked a question of how I got my start.
I'd like an answer.
When I got here, I immediately got a couple jobs. And I got an agent, and then that agent dropped me.
Okay, good.
But you're an actor, right? You're an actor.
Yes, actor. Yeah. And then
you moved to L.A.
to
do
be
more
an
acting,
actor.
Right?
Okay. Yes, and learn Spanish. And and so then I got an agent, and he literally said to said to my manager, "We think we would like to represent Joel McHale in 2 years."
Really?
Yes. He's already dropped
me. When you get good?
Yeah. He's like,
we'll take a pass.
He's like, we don't want to do any work for this guy. He was like, we think he's going to be great in 2 or 3 years.
After the gay
porn
phase.
It wasn't gay.
It wasn't. Okay.
It was bi. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get a legitimate agent. So then I got a commercial agent, thank God. And then I began booking commercials.
Was the Burger King series before or after Soup?
That was before Soup and a little bit during Soup.
Because that was probably your biggest break, right?
That was
the break.
That ended up being 60 spots or something.
Joel played the weasel in those office commercials where everybody was eating the Burger King stuff. He was the chicken.
And he said, "Where's the beef?"
No,
that was not
that's
him.
Wendy's from 20 years ago.
All right, sorry.
Joel was very good, and then I guess that led to the Soup thing, right?
They spotted me on those commercials.
No.
And then it was one of the, as being an actor, you audition for 1,000 things.
Right.
And when I got the audition for the Soup, they didn't have a title for it because they didn't want it to be Talk Soup anymore.
Okay.
So it was called the What the Awards, which was the worst name for a show.
And you thought,
like, Hitler was great, the show name. So the What the Awards was this terrible name, and then Ted Harbert changed it to the Soup. And people still call it Talk Soup, but the name recognition.
All right, you're not taking notes, so I'm going to put down Don't Tell Story of How You Got Started.
I said Needle Exchange. That worked out great. I could have continued to be.
Then you got to move on. I mean, this is part of honing.
Right.
That story was Belichickian.
That was a really funny bit. That was a great bit.
All right, we need to take a break.
I was in all the Oceans movies. And then
I think that was Clooney.
Sam Ganji in Lord of the Rings.
That's right.
That went great. That was three movies. That was huge.
Let me ask you this,
I went to
Joel,
New Zealand for 3 years. What?
Okay, before the break, everyone else who's been the host of the soup or the talk soup, as it was known,
right.
They get itchy about this point and they go, I got to get out of here. I can't keep talking about Omarosa every week. I need to find something else. Right. Are you at that point now where you're just desperately like clawing your way out of E?
No, I just bought a house. And so I am buried.
Yeah. Is that why you're doing these fake shows?
Which of these stand-up shows?
Yeah,
there's nothing fake. I will stand up on stage and I will talk out loud for a while.
But that's not stand-up.
That's not comedy.
All right, we got to take a break. We're going to try and explain things to Joel.
I'm going to make a list of things
Tony
and I'll
Robbins
run them by you.
Tony Robbins does at a civic center. That's not
Tony
comedy.
Tony Robbins is a billionaire with an enormous
a big
jaw.
Scam.
I'm one huge jaw away from being Tony Robbins.
Well, maybe we can make that happen.
All right. You know what I'll do? I'm going to listen to someone's comedy album. Maybe, I don't know. I'm
and
not
then do
sure.
it verbatim.
And then, or just play it.
Good.
Even better, lip sync it.
I don't think I can learn that in time.
You could be the Ashley Simpson of comedy.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You could shoot that high.
Comedy fraud Joel McHale in the studio.
Come He's, of course, on! This is it. Just
now that's a media
we had
tag.
Such a nice break.
That'll stick.
And then you just go right back.
Oh. Well, here's the thing. Joel McHale is advertising. He's going to be at the Irvine Improv Friday night and Saturday night. Two shows Friday, three Saturday. And there's no other comedians named.
Look.
It doesn't say and friends or anything.
Stop asking that. We've answered it. There are no and friends.
It just says Joel McHale. So people are going to show up and they're
going to do? They're looking at the paper and say, oh, I love that soup show.
Yes.
This Joel McHale's doing stand-up down the street there at the Improv, honey. Let's get the sitter and let's go down and check out Joel McHale.
Nobody
Let's put our hard-earned money down there. Let's pay our $20 a pop and go see him do his well-prepared comedy act.
Look, no one thinks for a moment when they go to a comedy show, oh, there's going to be one person performing.
You do.
It's going to be a 2-hour
set. If that's the only name on there, usually you kind of maybe there's an opener.
I just don't.
But that's the closer.
You mean when you see? So when you would go see when you go see, like, all right, U2 is coming to town,
right?
Then don't you think there's like two opening bands for them?
Yes,
but I'm not going to see the openers.
But then U2 doesn't come out and introduce the other two bands and then leave.
Maybe U2 comes out, they sing something from Octoon Baby, and they go, "Hey, we pulled the Pixies out of."
No, they got to play for 2.5 hours,
and then they come back out and they sing a couple other songs.
That doesn't happen ever.
They do an entire set of 2 hours of high quality, well rehearsed music.
Look, I really think that I will have a lot to work with when I get there. Once I think about it for a while.
Okay, how about if you put some
show's tomorrow night, right?
Yes.
Two of them. How about if you
put... I have a lot to do in between then, too.
Some of your show on a DVD, bring it down and host it.
That's not a bad idea.
Remember that one time when we talked about Dr. Phil? And then you could play this clip.
You know, it's possible that Britney's bald umbrella adventure could have been avoided with a little tough love. And nobody can dish it out like Dr. Phil.
That's you now. Camera doesn't lie, does it? This is you at age 47 if you keep doing drugs. Now, that is one skanky-looking co-core.
Luckily, Dr. Phil was able to get her a good-paying job as a Flavor of Love contestant.
No, you didn't.
She was the prettiest.
I said it.
See?
Let's play that.
Host your own stuff.
By the way, great recording of that.
Wasn't that good quality?
It was really
nice.
It was
on an Edison Rex waxed cylinder.
Here's one of my other favorites, and I'm going to shout for this one from the audience.
29-year-old Michael Warriker, an unemployed computer technician, uses the frightening screen name, Can I Rape You Anally?
First of all, it's May I Rape You Anally.
See? That's what you do.
That was really a great clip.
It was.
Maybe you should just bring some clips, since that's what people know you for.
All right, here's what I'm going to do.
Show
the clips and then host them live or something.
I'm going to bring Chris Hansen on.
Oh, excellent.
From Dayline. I don't know how I'm going to get him.
Okay.
Oh, that would be great.
So you're promising that for tomorrow night at 8?
Yeah, put
you're
Chris Hansen
the comedy
down.
Comedy team of Hansen and McHale.
Hansen and McHale. It'd be like the Smothers Brothers.
Chris Hansen.
He does have a great sense of humor, though.
He does. He's very funny.
We know that.
What are you doing here?
What part of the Bible is that in?
Fellatio? All right.
You were on Beads Island recently. Let's work on that.
I was
on the island with Bean.
This is part of it.
Bean, I was taking notes during the
commercial. Bean, I was on Vashon Island all last week.
Okay. My wife just ran into your mother-in-law at the coffee shop the other day, and they chatted nicely.
Wow. Oh, wonderful.
It's a great story. Now, 6 months ago, Joel said, hey, Bean, we should hang out sometime. Bean said, yeah, that'd be great.
And give me a call is what I said.
Well, yeah, but everyone in the studio then laughed and laughed for like 5 minutes.
Because Bean avoids all human contact.
So how was the visit?
It was great. As I said to you during the commercial break, if Bean is talked about on the island like the Sasquatch or an abominable snowman.
Are there Bean sightings?
Because he's how tall are you? 9'2"
Yeah,
no, he's 9 foot. I'm about 6'6" But it's not like I'm. I mean, I'm at the post office every day, so it's not like people know where to find me.
Your picture is at the post office every day.
Don't you think they dread that? You take him. I don't want to take him every day.
According to Joel, though, it's quite an exciting moment down there in the village when you come out of the woods.
People, I have overheard people talking about seeing you. I swear to you on my life.
What do they say?
They're like, oh, well, that enormous with that man who has the gland problem. They can't stop growing. He's that big DJ from California. He was at the hardware store, and then he went to the Thriftway.
Then we lost him.
We're trying to disappear into the woods. But then we found him again because he's cut a hole out of the convertible, and his head sticks out the top of his car.
We tried to tag him, but we lost him in the woods.
I heard at one point they tagged him, and they weighed him, and they set him free, and I don't know why. Because there's probably only one of them. They didn't want to kill it.
That's right.
No, my mother-in-law talks about you very fondly.
I bet
well,
she does.
She's a nice lady. Listen, yes. I got to change the subject here for a second, because in addition to being a juggernaut and a real comedy legend, and you can see him on stage at the Irvine Improv,
you
doing
guys are setting me up
full hours
for such failure.
Well, screw you, charging $20 a pop to people,
not doing
anything.
They asked me to do it. That's what they want to charge.
The guy who's funny on basic cable that you see for free, spend $20 and he's going to come less prepared than he is on basic cable.
I have a teleprompter on basic cable.
I know, you would have got that.
Scroll up.
And that's free. For $20, no teleprompter.
They're
paying more and getting less.
I will bring cue cards.
Oh, Joel, listen.
If you wouldn't mind coming down and holding
your cue cards, I'd be happy to.
Bring clips and host them. They're funny clips. Stand there, but you
can see the show for free.
I know that, but he doesn't have anything else.
$20, you're gonna pay for recycled soup clips?
That's a lot of work to bring a TV up on stage, and I don't think it's going to work.
Too much work.
Look, I'm just...
So what are you going to do then?
I'm going to tell some hilarious... quips, perhaps,
talk about how you worked date rape into your Christmas letter.
I did do
how
that.
About that.
That's I did work that into my Christmas
people hate
letter.
Christmas letters.
You should read your Christmas letter on stage.
Yeah.
That's what you should do.
I might do that.
That's not idea. A bad.
What, you got too much stage reading of your Christmas letter.
You have too much stuff that you it might make it. It might not. Is that what you're saying?
I look. It's
trying
a game,
to give
I'm
you content.
Call it a game time decision. About what actually I say out loud on the stage. I do know what I'm going to wear,
Joel.
Though.
You know what you're going to wear?
I'm going to wear this great shirt with a little tie, because skinny ties are in.
They're back.
And maybe like a sweater vest.
Keyboard on it?
The sweater vest holds it all together.
That's all people will want. They'll see that.
I'm going to look great up there.
I'm satisfied.
And,
hey, Joel, do you have any...
I just got a haircut, so...
Do you have any around-the-building dirt on Seacrest? What do people talk about Ryan at the E! Channel? Everybody knows Seacrest. He's a big celebrity. Maybe there's some content in that.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
But I mean, feel does like he have a guy who frosts his tips or anything?
He has a death squad that will kill you if you say anything negative about him.
Did you guys see that Dick Clark called him, I think, Jim
or something, didn't he?
Jim or Tim or...
Did he really?
Great.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Jim, great to see you again.
Thanks, Dick. Great to be here.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch, which did you watch? Which countdown?
Well, film? I taped.
I was out drinking like a man, Joel. I wasn't home watching television.
I taped the Dick Clark because I cannot believe he keeps coming on TV. I mean, I feel bad. I know it's a serious thing. So I know people get angry, but he puts himself on TV and I can't stay away.
You're watching it.
Yes, but I hate me for that.
It's a horrible decision.
It is, but...
And let me tell you something. Dick Clark, the producer, if he had a host who had a stroke... And couldn't perform his duties.
Fire the hell out of
him. Dick Clark, the producer, would not put that guy on television.
That's correct.
Yeah, Dick Clark, the egotist, puts himself on television every year.
What if Bean had a stroke and just you guys?
Wait a minute, what if?
Sorry,
have you been listening to the show
what
lately?
What if you had a stroke? Just think how many you would maybe become the number one English speaking station in L.A.
If we had a
because
if
of our
had
stroke?
A stroke,
you might even jump over a couple of the Spanish.
No, that's not even.
You don't think?
No. Let us bring in the boy wonder. I can't read this. The boy wonder. You're out of breath.
I know. I'm getting old. It's just because I kissed your wife. Happy New Year.
40 degrees out there. Everything but the sun is shining.
You're praying for sleet and snow and my toes to
rain.
Be frozen.
Awful.
You're going to make me earn this job.
I want you to suffer.
Okay, we can all be on that same page.
MS.
That sounded like a play.
I know.
On television.
I know.
Coming out over the air and into people's homes.
Million. That's awesome.
On purpose.
I never see Ryan in the station because he can turn into a green gas.
Is that right? He just escapes underneath the door?
He travels through the vent system?
He's Nosferatu. He, at any moment, if you're like, I think I see... And then you don't know what happened.
Or there's a wolf going down the hallway or a bat flying through.
And he's 5 minutes late, and then he's just appeared in front of the camera reading the news.
Yeah. I have no idea what we're even talking about.
It's all around.
Joel McHale is here, great. And of course at the Irvine Improv with guaranteed 250 jokes that you will laugh at. Two shows tomorrow night, three shows on Saturday.
250 punchlines, or he'll give you your money back.
That's right. What would I have to pay you to come up on stage?
Back. Double your money back.
What would I have to pay you to fly down and come up on stage with me?
For no amount of money would I do that.
That would be awesome.
But Joel, is Friday night on E? Is that part two of your big 2007 year-end spectacular?
Yes, it is. Thank you for that.
Part one was great.
Yes.
Thank you.
Enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, part two is going to be even better.
You know how to sell.
Last year, it was a one-hour special where we just covered everything in 1 hour. But this year.
It's too much stuff.
Well, they realized there was a hole in the schedule, so we had to split it up. But now the rest of the clips of the week after the new year, we
and
have the
fresh.
Rest of the clips from 07.
2007 may well be remembered as the year of celebrities behind bars. Ever the trendsetter, Paris Hilton was the first. And nobody chronicled her ordeal like the fine men and women of the quasi-legitimate Hollywood Press Corps who have given us our 39th favorite clip of the year.
I'm scared, but I'm being strong, and I'm ready to face my sentence.
Definitely scared, but I'm ready to face my sentence.
I'm obviously scared, but I'm ready to face my sentence.
I'm definitely scared, but I'm ready to face my sentence.
And have fun tonight, all right? Yeah. Have fun.
Thank you. All right.
Her writer went on strike early.
Paris Hilton. I don't know what we would do without her.
Be sad.
Looks like you got a good year coming up, though.
Yes.
You got 16-year-old Spears having babies and stuff.
Misha Barton got
Misha
a DUI.
Barton, DUI. Yeah. Will Smith saying he loves Hitler. There's all kinds of good things going
what?
On.
What?
You didn't see that one?
How do you miss that?
He didn't love Hitler. He just said, Hitler didn't think he was a bad guy. Hitler thought he was doing good. Jews didn't care for that.
No.
You're kidding.
It's like, Mike, what have you heard about Joel McHale's stand-up?
I want to go on the record here and say I thought Hitler was... I think he's bad.
Bad.
All right.
Was and is still today bad.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank
Joel,
you.
Can you confirm the buzz on the streets is that you're going to try to break Chappelle's continuous stand-up record on Saturday.
How long did Chappelle go? 6 hours?
6 hours, I think.
Yeah. That's just the buzz on the streets. I don't know. Hipsters are saying that.
You're saying that when you walk down the streets, that's what people are talking about?
Did you hear Joel
McHale? Once again, you're setting me up.
Did you hear Joel McHale's going to try and break the record?
I've got three shows on Saturday night. I would have
just
to start the show at 6 in the morning.
Just keep going and then let people in and let them back out.
I just don't think it's going to – look, I don't. I don't know where you're getting this. Look, I feel like this is a setup.
I have heard that pregnant women are not allowed into the show because they'll laugh so hard they'll probably go into labor. That's what I've heard.
That's correct.
They're not allowed into the show for other reasons, but not
because usually they're carrying his child. Yeah. He doesn't want any lawsuits.
Doesn't want a reminder of that. All right, Joel McHale, Irvine Improv, Friday night, Saturday night, three big shows. Going to be good.
Five big shows,
right.
Three with friends.
Two on Friday, three on Saturday.
Comics with actual acts.
Right.
None
of which you can name.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
It's Chris Hardwick.
And Chris Hansen.
Chris Hardwick.
It's an all Chris
show.
K.P.
Anderson.
K.P. Anderson.
Yes. Executive producer of the
suit. Man, if you could see the desperation in Joel's eyes.
No, you guys are looking at me.
If you could see executive producer
okay, I'm
to come
sorry.
Down.
Once again,
boy,
Seinfeld, Steve Martin, Lenny All Bruce right. is coming
Look,
on.
Go to Chelsea Handler and say, write me some jokes.
Oh man.
You can get on stage with some of her hilarious material.
That's not a bad idea.
All right, listen, people.
unless you've seen her show, and then you realize it is a bad idea.
Ralph.
I'd just like to make a recommendation, and that is don't go to the Irvine Improv this week.
How can you? This is why
because,
I came on the
yeah,
show.
Because
I don't come on and say, hey, look at that
scam.
Pair of shorts you've been wearing for the last 6 years.
It's a total scam.
You're good
you
on
show
shorts,
up.
I love that.
He's going to say, hey, I don't have any jokes. That's going to make you angry.
It's cute how you still dye your hair like fleas. I don't say that.
Let's not now,
I wish
fellas.
You would.
All right, we will be right back. Number one stand-up comedian of 2007, Joel McHale, is in the studio with us, of course, appearing Friday and Saturday night at the Irvine Improv. We're going to ask Dave the King of Mexico to come in, too, here this morning, because we've got to clear something up for people who may or may not have been listening yesterday and are still confused by what sounded like on the air that Dave hooked up with Miss Double December 2006, Yasmin, over the holidays. People are very confused because I think we made it sound when we were talking yesterday that Dave's story was that those two got together and had sex, but that can't be right, can it?
Ralph just found out yesterday. And he has the same reaction that a lot of our listeners do, which is, what? Yasmin missed Double December 2006. Dave, the King of Mexico.
I asked, did he give her some aqua dots to play with?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Because it must have been a roofie situation or something. That's how it must have went down.
Joel McHale is here with us. And
we're
all,
I didn't believe it either.
It's just not. We need more details.
We spoke with Yaz yesterday, Ralph. You didn't hear it. But she said not only did they have sex, but she was sober the second time they had sex. And it was intentional. She wanted to do it.
On purpose.
What happened to her?
I don't know.
What happened to her in her life? What was going on in her life that was so bad that she could possibly turn to Dave?
She did have a really bad breakup with a fiancé.
Right.
So?
Well, that could Ralph, turn you.
I also heard that her sex life was talked about on the radio for hours.
Yeah,
and that happened. Really, her parents got really disappointed. Anyway.
Wow. Now, Dave's in the room, by the way, Ralph. I don't know if that's Dave right there.
Oh, yeah, hey. Yeah. I didn't recognize him. Yeah, he looks so different now.
He does.
Me. This guy.
Now, Dave, how did it happen? We need more details. Where were you night when you started texting Bean while kissing? Which, by the way,
that's
is the mark
know,
of a good
how
lover.
Did everyone find out? Did he release a memo or something? Was there a press release?
No. Bean, tell us about the text.
Well, it was just that. I got a text from Dave in the middle of the night that said, who's making out with Miss Double December Yasmin right now? Is it you? Oh, no, wait, it's me. So apparently Dave took a break, came up for air, and decided he had to start bragging immediately, which, by
no
the way
he does at the same time. What? Sorry, I can't say that.
Jeez. I'm saying, let me try it again.
Go ahead.
Wow, I can't use that language. Weeks off. You just go out of pieces.
All right. Who would text when Miss Double December is making out with you?
Wasn't
why
while
would you
we
think,
were making out?
I'm going to text Bean.
And by the way, it wasn't
my deal. Did you take a break
deal.
During the text? She said text Bean now.
No, it was actually,
did that happen? Did she
it was actually that man's wife right there, Jenny. Who
was she there too?
Psycho Mike's
yeah.
wife? Were you making out with her too?
You had sex with Mike's wife?
No.
Although she does love him more than Mike. That does happen. Yeah.
See, Jenny was there while you were making out with Yasmin?
Yeah.
They were in a bar. They
and
were
Jenny's.
Was this a ninth grade pajama party? What was going
they
on?
They were at a karaoke bar. The people. And Jenny text messages me, and Yasmin and Dave text message Bean, and they're like, you're not going to believe it. Dave's making out with Yasmin.
Seems like the focus in this group is all way out of whack. The focus should be on the people who are making out with each other. Shouldn't it not texting other people?
Well, it was such an extreme situation. It was Dave and Yasmin. Everybody had to know immediately.
What song did you get her with?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh,
nothing, dude. I just came in and sat down.
That was it. You came in and sat down.
Sat down and it was over.
You do sit sexy as hell.
Let's call Yasmin because
I want her
to tell you the story of their car drive back to his house. I want her to tell you that because it's unbelievable.
Have you talked to her?
Yes.
You talked to her
we
yesterday?
Did. We spoke with her yesterday, yeah.
What was her excuse for what happened?
She likes Dave. She Dave's likes a nice Dave. Guy.
Dave's a nice guy. He is a nice guy.
Yeah, but you...
Stuck in a moment, and you can't get out of it.
That's for sure.
Yes, Yasmin?
I've had that ring on there forever,
yeah,
by the way.
Sure.
Yeah, but it's never been more true than it is this week.
So, Yasmin, Ralph is here. He's hearing the news for the first time. Joel McHale, Comedy Fraud, is here. He's hearing the news.
Gosh darn it.
And
we're going to put this on the soup, this whole story, by the way.
Yes.
It's so inexplicable.
It's
I'd like you to explain the drive back to Dave's house and what you
after
said.
After karaoke.
What you said and what you said.
Okay.
All right.
So, drunk Yasmin and her little antics for driving home, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm really gonna do this. Yasmin's really gonna have sex with Dave, right? And so I'm sitting there, and he's driving, you know, he's, like, excited, you know, and I look over, and I'm like, really? I'm like, you're going to see me naked tonight. And he's like, okay. And
okay, so hold the story right there.
Do you always talk about yourself in the third person?
Yeah. She doesn't
you're
always.
You're going to see Yasmin naked tonight.
You lucky bastard.
So she says, you're going to see me naked tonight, and he says, okay.
He just says, okay. I mean, what could he say? He was just like, he was just in shock. I don't know.
Okay, so then... Who forced the Taco Bell run before the sex? How'd that happen?
Oh, that was me. I'm like, if I don't eat something, I'm going to be dead tomorrow. So I was like, Dave, I just want to eat Taco Bell and have sex with you. And he was like, okay.
That's the best thing that's ever been said
when
to me.
When you're a smooth-tongued devil like Dave, you can see why he gets all the ladies.
Screw mystery. The no-game game works, dude.
Dave has the no-game game, and he's going to write a book
You got laid once in a lifetime, Dave. Don't start writing a book.
Not once, homie.
What was the line? I need to have Taco Bell in me or I'll be dead?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you a screenwriter?
Yes, let me ask you this.
I'm in the wrong industry.
Yeah.
What?
Yes, did you make some sort of New Year's resolution that you were going to give something back to the community or you were going to help out retarded kids or something like that.
How
dare you?
Dave was a good guy.
He's not a good guy, but you don't have sex with just good guys. You hang out with them and you have lunch or something.
Well, that's Dave's usually one of the chicks. That's usually his role is he's one of the girls. That's how he hangs out with them. But then they don't sleep with him usually.
It's true. It was a girls' night out. That's what I mean. I wasn't there. It was like my wife and Yasmin and a bunch of other girls. And without hesitation, like, oh, we got to call Dave and have him show up. He's like one of the crew.
So when was the decision made, Yasmin, that you're going to have sex with him? At what point in the evening?
I don't know. It's like I've always thought Dave was awesome, but I've always had a boyfriend, so I'm just like, oh, Dave's adorable. And I always tell Jenny, I'm like, I love Dave. Dave's amazing.
That's a lie, because you told me, when I asked you about it, you said as soon as Dave walked in the bar, he had his fingerless gloves and his sweater on, and I said to myself, I just have to have sex with him. He's so handsome.
She did. She said
he looks so handsome tonight. I just got to do it.
No, at first I was like, how can I not give this guy some play? Look at him. He's adorable.
Okay, so that's A, Ralph. Word. Now, so that happened.
What contest did this person win?
Hold on. The Make-A-Wish Foundation?
Nobel Prize.
How much money did he really pay me?
So that happened, and then they took a break. Then they got together again.
See, that's the hard part to believe. I believe the one-off sort of charity F.
And did it again.
But she comes back.
Sober.
Twice. Sober.
He woke her up in the bunker and said, okay, it's time. And they did it.
It's time.
It's time.
In the bunker.
on his Pokemon pillows.
Oh, Jesus. You were on Dave's Pokemon pillows.
Yeah.
She is she's not embarrassed.
No.
She's the best.
She's unapologetic. She's like...
Listen, Dave is a great guy. It's just, again...
We woke up, we played Magic the Gathering, and then we had sex again.
Well, I'm not a nerd, dude. Come on.
Right. Yeah. Yasmin, I have to know. Did he wear the fingerless gloves when he was putting in work?
You know what? No comment.
Oh! Let me ask you this. How did he have sex with a woman who has a tattoo on her back?
Oh, good point.
He told us 100 times tattoos are a deal breaker.
Yeah.
What if they're hot? Nope, deal breaker.
I don't like tattoo girls with tattoos.
How'd you do that?
I had to ignore it. I was like, oh, I apologize for the tattoos in my back. He goes, it's okay, I just ignored them. And I was like, yeah, I'm sure you did.
He was just able to choke it down anyway.
Somehow this is a screenplay.
Maybe he threw her a little charity. Maybe that's how it is.
They did her favor.
I think so. I think that's what happened.
You know.
Yes, well, what's going to happen in 2008? Now that the holidays are past and you maybe got it out of your system a little bit, do you
the
think there'll be...
charitable season is over?
I think it's going to go for Miss 07.
Yeah. Will there be a repeat visit?
I'm thinking, yeah.
It's going to continue. You guys, you guys are going to get married.
Who's the man?
You!
This guy.
No, but it is his birthday today.
Dave's birthday. That's true. Birthday. It's the King of Mexico's birthday today, so that's your gift, I guess,
Dave,
right?
Better hope the holidays just keep on coming, though.
Yeah.
What do you got for Martin Luther King Day?
Arbor Day.
All right, Yasmin, you're the best.
I know.
All right.
All right, I love everybody.
Gotta go.
Have
bye
a good day.
Bye. So that happened.
This is the high point of Dave's life, you know.
Nice. It's going to continue.
When it ends, yes. And trust me, it will end.
Right.
Then what? Then what does he do? Then what happens?
Just won't know about it.
I'm going to go to Kristen Bell. I'm going to have sex with her. It's possible.
The listeners are demanding further proof beyond Yasmin's.
This could be a giant hoax.
It's not a hoax.
That's how she produces the Taco Bell wrapper.
Here they are.
Run down to the lab.
Oh my gosh.
We were worried that they got together and they said, this will be so funny. We're going to tell them we had sex. We were worried
about that. We're just going to keep running
DNA
with it.
Swab.
Am I really that smart
to come up with something that elaborate?
Yeah, I think so.
And stick to it?
Yeah, I think so.
Me.
Yeah. I think you could do that.
Well, maybe you didn't come up with it, but you can take orders. Yeah. You're like a Nazi.
What?
You could follow orders.
Listen, Will Smith.
Greg writes in, if Dave and Yasmin continue, there must not under any circumstances be a sex tape. However, if Lightning does make a tape for them, Dave must be completely blocked out.
I agree.
I think we can all agree with that, too.
Giant
that is also
black bar
advice.
Over his entire body.
This could be a giant hoax being
That's
perpetrated.
That's what I was thinking, too. They think it's funny. They're going to get together. They're drunk. They say, hey, let's tell them.
Yasmin's pretty forthcoming and open and jovial about the whole thing.
You guys need to separate them and interview them. Alone.
Yeah.
It's
an inconsistency in their stories.
Come on.
It's a lie detector.
Let's bring her down tomorrow, and we need a polygraph. We'll get a polygraph.
Yeah. Come on.
It's like that new
show on
Fox.
Can we just let this go now?
We
got the truth. We got the truth.
We'll decide what's the truth.
You know,
and what
someone's a little nervous all of a sudden.
No, just
let's do.
No, no problem. How about a polygraph?
Lie detector. That's what we're going to do tomorrow.
And sodium pentothal.
All right. That's correct. So we can all have our way.
Exactly.
And aquadox.
And carbon monoxide. Jägermeister.
I mean, have to go, but tomorrow.
We all know it happens, by the way. I mean, Mikhail married up, for God's sakes. I mean, it does happen.
Very true.
That guys can pull a chick way beyond their station. But that there's just too much. There's too much disparity between Dave and Yaz.
And
there
she
really
was sober.
Is.
She was sober the second time. That's the part that I have trouble with.
Yeah, they push the story.
All right, we're out of time for
Let's get her on the polygraph.
But it's so crazy.
And
it might be
the
true.
Question, like on Moment of Truth on that new Fox game show.
Yeah.
What about does Dave repulse you even though you had sex with him?
And Neil is going crazy.
Yes. Come on.
No,
man,
I'm right
lovely.
Here. I can hear you guys.
Big or small?
Think of the things
yes.
you can ask.
What right. did you order at Taco Bell?
That's right. tomorrow's show.
And we got to beat you. We got to run a rape kit too.
come on.
Just to be safe.
We need to take a break. Joel McHale, Irvine Improv, Friday night, 8 o'clock.
That's the name of my one-man show.
10 o'clock. Saturday night, 7, 9, and 11.
I say go to the Improv. See Joel, but don't go in with high expectations. That's
correct.
All we have.
That's you know what? Exactly. That's how you should watch The Soup every week.
Yes.
I'm going to go to a show with Yasmin. Yasmin.
Whatever her name is.
Whatever her name
is.
Jasmine and I are going to be at the Bray Improv.
And we're going to have sex right in front of Joel McHale on stage.
Now, part two of the countdown from last year is on tomorrow night, 10 o'clock?
Yes.
Tomorrow night, 10 o'clock on E.
Repeats that's 12 times.
The Soup.
On the
can't do both. You can't
network.
Watch it and watch you perform live at the same time.
Yeah.
TiVo.
Tape. TiVo the show.
Come on.
Real McHale fans are going to be in a quandary. That's all I'm saying.
That's right. Yeah. They're going to have to work it out.
All TV
right.
show's a better payoff.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Oh. Work at E.
That's a good point. All right. We got to take a break. Ralph's going to come back with the showbiz. I can't wait for all I care about now is lie detecting her. Oh, that's going to be great. That's tomorrow.
Icy Hot is the only pain reliever with dual action therapy. Even for arthritis, you get fast, powerful pain relief. It's icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away. Next time pain has you down, get fast, icy, hot relief. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
I am convinced someone somewhere is going, look at what I got her to read.
I know.
It's all body functions.
I will bet you $40 you can't get that traffic girl to read the Icy Hot spot. All right, I'll take it.
Boom. 8 o'clock, KRQFM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. Time for the showbiz.
Put the Icy Hot in your underwear, by the way, if you want an adventure.
Oh, really? Oh,
there you go.
You get the icy and then you get the hot.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good time. Yeah. Hey, you know when life spills a truckload of lemons in front of you on the freeway?
What do you do?
Make lemonade.
Ralph.
That's what I do. Thanks so much.
KRQFM, Pasadena, Los Angeles.
Are we done?
Yeah.
We're signing off. It ends its broadcast day. Vivica Fox is rumored to be in a sex tape. How do you like me now?
Yeah.
Really?
Tell me more.
Then. With
that's
Dave, the King of Mexico?
Like to see.
She's one of the blacks, right?
Yes, Bean.
On the Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yes. She was in the black family.
She was
right?
the black yeah. family.
Yes. Rumors are circulating that Vivica A. Fox was allegedly caught on camera performing.
Yes.
An act of. An oral nature.
Yes.
On an Atlanta man who secretly recorded the act on his cell phone.
Very classy.
And promptly emailed the footage to his friends.
Well, that's classy.
Wow.
Apparently.
Did she know him?
Did she know him?
I mean, it doesn't
apparently
sound like
she
it.
She did. At least for a little while, she knew him.
Giddy up.
Apparently, there is a DJ down in Atlanta named Portia Fox.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds like a porn star. Who confirms that her friend Vivica does appear in a controversial sex tape that's currently making rounds. Apparently, she was surreptitiously taped on his cell phone, as I mentioned, and Vivica quickly forwarded the tape to the Atlanta Police Department.
Oh.
So we may or may not see it, depending on what the cops have to say about
this. I'd love to get a copy of that.
Now, what's the police's involvement? Is it illegal to video in Georgia without both people's consent? Is that what she's alleging or what?
I have no idea.
Because otherwise, what could the police possibly do about it?
Yeah, you have to get a lawyer instead of a cop, I guess, if you really
want
to stop it.
Send it out.
But if you happen to have that, if you know anybody in Atlanta,
yeah,
please feel free to send it to
Rock. Very attractive woman.
.com. She's very attractive.
Kevin at krock.com.
Jamie Lynn Spears may be lying about who the daddy of her baby is. Of
course, if she even knows.
The 16-year-old sister of Britney Spears has been alleging that Casey Aldridge, her boyfriend, is the father of the baby. However, Star Magazine is claiming that that's not the case.
Uh-oh.
They say the Spears clan is paying Casey to say that he's the father. But in reality, it's a much older executive at Nickelodeon, where Jamie Lynn does her TV series, that is reportedly the father.
Whore!
Oh, no. She's a whore.
So
we may not know.
Is it
Where
possible?
Is that whore?
Sorry. Everybody done?
Done. Back to you.
I think it's the King of Mexico. That's who's really the best.
I wouldn't be surprised at this point.
I did Jamie Lynn a favor. Took her karaoke.
Little KOM on the way.
Oh, man. And Britney Spears has lost her legal team. Trope and Trope. Her legal team has walked away from Britney's high-powered custody dispute because they claim there's been a breakdown in communications between Ms. Spears and Trope and Trope, making further representation of her interests impossible.
That isn't good for you.
In other words, she's so much of a loon, we can't work with her anymore.
Yeah. Lawyers.
Yesterday, she missed her fifth scheduled appointment to do her deposition for the custody case.
I imagine at some point it starts to reflect badly on your firm when you have a client who doesn't show up for appointments
sure.
in court
yeah.
and
lawyer,
depositions.
The fifth time a judge is staring at you and saying,
yeah.
Counselor, where's your client? You yeah. must feel like mm. an ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's on her own now.
I don't know what she's asking for in that custody case, what she's appearing for, but
she's
at some
not.
Point the judge should just say you lose.
Yeah.
Whatever it is
Seriously.
You were hoping to get, you're not going to get, because if you're not going to show up, then we're not going to even...
Best case scenario, she represents herself.
Oh, yeah.
In
that
court would be the best.
In court. That would be awesome.
Televised.
Yes.
On court TV. Listen, Your Honor, y'all.
It could be pay-per-view. I would pay for
oh,
that.
Absolutely.
That would be awesome.
Like Roy Jones Jr. versus Trinidad. That's what I thought. That's excited I'd be for that.
You know, a lot of people were saying that her big comeback was going to be this last album, which started strong, sold pretty well that first week, had a hit off of it, but then just sank like a stone. I mean, she is right back as dead as she was 3 months ago now.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yep.
But at least she's going to be an aunt.
Oh, that's true.
So she can give little Jamie Lynn advice on how to raise her kids.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
Aww.
She can write a parenting book as well.
Good times. Today's celebrity birthdays, Victoria Principal, who is Pam Ewing back on Dallas. She is 58 years old today. Mel Gibson, actor and director, turns 52. Danica McKellar, who played Winnie Cooper on The Wonder Years, turns 33 years old today. And John Paul Jones, legendary bassist for Led Zeppelin, turns 62. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Let me tell you why I wish I could fast forward 24 hours from right now and be on the Friday morning Kevin and Bean show at this time. Ask a Lipstick Lesbian is tomorrow morning.
Oh.
The 8 o'clock hour.
Interesting.
How about that?
Yeah.
We're trying to set that one up forever.
How long have we been wanting to do that one? Yeah.
Poor assistant producer Alex and Lightning. We do it every single day. We're like, what about the Lipstick Lesbian? What about the Ask a Lipstick Lesbian? How about that one?
I'm hoping that's going to be a weekly feature. I'm hoping that is not going to be just a one-time deal.
I like
because,
it.
Because apparently the young lady that's coming in to do Ask a Lesbian, we are going to want to ask to join the show. So okay. I'm very excited about that.
Fantastic. All of the TV hosts were back last night.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them working without writers. Jimmy Kimmel, of course, a friend of our show. He was on the program. He was not thrilled. I got to be honest. This is how his show started last night.
I want to ask you about something. Have a tequila shot.
Yes, nice work, Mike. Excellent. Mike
that
queued
is a weird way to start
happened?
The show.
Mike queued it up and gave me the thumbs up. Ready to go.
Go ahead.
All right, here's the begin.
I don't think so.
Come on!
Have a tequila shot. Feliz Navidad from...
Okay.
What are we hearing? I don't even understand the it's setup here.
We're hearing about halfway into it because it's not queued up.
Well, let's start at the beginning, Mike.
That's
let's
a great
that.
Idea. Is that him saying, hey, welcome to the show? That's what we want, the beginning. Hey, welcome to the show.
Gotcha.
Hey, I'm Jimmy. No writers. That part.
Maybe you should just do it, Kevin.
Wow. Maybe we need writers.
Wow. I hope the strike ends soon so we can get back on track.
This is bad.
This would be good. It'd be good to have if this is him saying...
Okay. Oh, boy. Thumbs
up for Mike. Here we go again. Jimmy Kimmel came on the air last night uh-huh. without any writers, and this is how it sounded.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Kimmel. Tonight on the program, Andy Dick will be here. We have the winner of Dancing with the Stars, Elio Castroneves, and a performance from Kid Rock from Times Square. Normally, I would say something funny here, but I don't have any writers, so we'll just sit. We'll be right back.
Everybody's like half laughing because they didn't know, is he serious about
yeah,
just
that's
sitting
a little uncomfortable.
There? And he was clearly troubled. was angry.
Yeah, I can imagine having to go back on the air and do a show without writers.
And
I mean, it's
the
ridiculous.
Writers who are your Jimmy of all people, he makes lifelong friends with those guys.
Yeah. So he does. I mean, he has those guys to the house and everything. It's not just like they're employees to him.
So he's not Jimmy's not sure if everyone across the country cares about the writer strike or knows about it as much as we do. So he just wants to explain it as simply as possible.
Yeah, I won't bore you. I don't know even how much people care. Here in L.A., the writer strike is all anyone talks about all the time, 24 hours a day. But perhaps in other places, no one cares about the writer strike. But essentially what it is the writers would like to get paid money for things that go on the internet, and the producers would like writers to not get paid anything for the things that go on the internet. So I'm pissed off, I'll be honest with you.
By the way, everyone laughs because I think they're uncomfortable, but he was pissed off.
Yeah.
I mean, that was not a joke. That was not a punchline. So what do you do without writers?
Hopefully this nightmare will be over very soon, though. In the meantime, I figured I'd tell you some things about my life. Perfect. First of all, I want to let you know that I'm a homosexual.
Wow.
Oh, you knew that?
And then things went a little bit better from there. There was one story, though, that he was telling about getting a Christmas card from a friend of his. And this rings a little true for the Kevin and Bean Show.
Now, I don't know if you got this, Uncle Frank, but this is Guillermo's Christmas card. Now, you see, it's Guillermo there, and it says season's greetings.
It's just Guillermo, who's his security guard in the parking lot, by himself on the card with a gun and a cowboy hat.
Have a tequila shot. Feliz Navidad from Sarah, which is your wife, which is not spelled right, is it?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Okay, so her name is spelled wrong, and she's not in the picture.
All right.
Sarah and Guillermo. Now, I see Guillermo, but I don't see Sarah on the card, Guillermo. Was she just off? Did you crop her out because you're pointing the gun at her, or what happened there exactly?
She was taking the picture.
Oh, she was taking the picture.
Can't hand the camera to anyone else so you could be in it?
So that's his Christmas card.
Yes,
just him.
Just him.
It is weird with Christmas cards because, and I enjoy receiving and sending Christmas cards, and I always put some effort into it every year because for most people, that's the only time you see some of these people around the country all year long is in their Christmas card. It's kind of nice, I think, to see a picture of the family. I mean, I think that's what you want to see in the Christmas card is the family of the people that you know, right?
Did you get Lightning's card? Did you get that one?
Oh, yes, I got Lightning's card, yes.
Lightning's Christmas card has a montage of pictures from the past year.
Very nice.
He and his sons.
And
that's it. Just he and his sons.
He is still married, right?
I don't know. We'll have to look into that tomorrow. We don't have time today, but tomorrow we're going to have to dig a little deeper into why there's no woman on the card that Lightning sent out.
It is awfully weird. In fact, when I saw the picture, I thought, uh-oh, he hasn't told us yet, but clearly Brandy has left him. And then I was shocked. If you open up the card, Kevin, read what it says on the inside. Who's it from?
Season greetings, Jay, Brandy, Gavin and Quinn.
Yep, so Brandy's name is in the thing. So I thought, okay, so I guess they are still together. But how weird that she's not in the picture. She's not in a family Christmas photo. That struck me as very weird, too.
Not one picture.
No.
And there's like...
It's a montage. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pictures.
They couldn't get her in one photo?
No. So we're going to have to look into that tomorrow because there's apparently trouble brewing.
No kidding.
She was going to talk to us today, but on the advice of her divorce attorney, she said it'd be better if we'd wait 24 more hours until the papers are filed. Weezer next on K-Rock. Mike is giving me the thumbs up that Lisa May is ready for traffic.
Thank you.
This is the most one-sided bet I've ever seen, Ralph. I've never seen worse bet.
I didn't even make the terms of the bet. This was offered up by the poor sucker on the phone.
Jeff?
Yeah.
K-Rock listener Jeff.
Name.
Ralph kind of remembered that he had a bet going, hey, we should get in touch with that guy. What was the bet about?
Well, I almost forgot about the bet. And then my Philadelphia Eagles played the New Orleans Saints on the 23rd, the weekend just before Christmas.
Right.
And I got an email from Jeff saying, hey, don't forget our bet. You know, it comes down to this. You know, if we win, I win the bet. If, you know, the Eagles win, then it goes to next week. We'll wait and see. But as it turned out, Eagles beat the Saints 38-23, I think.
So he dug his own hole, basically.
He reminded me that he volunteered, and if I remember correctly, Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, you volunteered to get Kevin and Bean tattooed somewhere on your body if I won. If you won, you got to come down and spend the day in the studio.
Right. Yeah, you are absolutely correct.
Well, drunk?
That's a horrible bet. Why don't you get anything in it?
That was what he would have gotten. He would have gotten to spend the day with the Kevin and Bean show.
But that's, compared to a tattoo, that's ridiculous.
That's more painful than a tattoo.
All right. You know, I've heard nothing but
just crap from everybody. I got an 8-year-old who's been just walking around the house going, hey, you got to get a stupid tattoo.
Nice. His 8-year-old's mocking him.
But, I mean, we tried to tell you at the time, at the beginning of the season, and I believe the bet was the best record for the whole season for each of your respective teams. We told you at the time that it was a stupid bet, yet you still wanted to make it. Why, Jeff?
I don't know. I've been listening to you guys for, I mean, I can't even remember. I've been listening to K-Rock since you guys were in a little trailer behind Ice Capades in downtown or in Old Town Pasadena.
Well, that just shows bad taste, dude. You know?
As you can tell, it hasn't gotten much better throughout the years, so.
Okay, did you want to get a tattoo anyway?
I have tattoos, but yeah, I just thought it was kind of a cool thing. My wife absolutely loves Ralph and loves you guys, so it was kind of a bet more in terms of her going down and watching the show.
I think that you need to get a tattoo of Ralph's face. That's what you need. Ralph's face. Back, arm, whatever. Just a little Ralph's face.
How about like a torso of me in my Donovan McNabb jersey?
Yes. Yes.
Or like a Brian Westbrook jersey.
And the lyrics.
God.
Put this on. All the way around his body.
Eagles fly.
The musical notes.
Yep. Yeah. All the way around his waist like 3 times.
Jeff, did you think about changing your name and your phone number and just pretending that the conversation at the beginning of the season never took place?
Nah, man. I'm a man of my word. If I lost, I lost, and I take it like a man.
Eagles 8-8. Saints 7-9.
Yeah. Beat them by a game.
How about that?
One game. Yep.
So you're
going to pay up.
Dude.
Wow. What? But I feel bad winning.
Yeah, I mean, that's too much to pay. You should have to get a tattoo.
If you want to call it off, Ralph, that's on you.
Well, don't get nuts.
I'm all for it.
Don't get crazy. I mean, I feel bad, but not that bad. Still kind of funny.
What's even better is I even sent you an email talking about, you know, if the Saints won, you know, about the Ruth Chris steak dinner.
Oh, that's right.
Respond, thank God.
Yeah, I was out of town when you sent the email, but I got it when I got home.
What does that mean?
He said, you want to increase the stakes a little bit. The loser buys the winner, you know, a big steak dinner over at Ruth Chris's.
Right.
And he was trying to up the ante. So he would owe me dinner, too, had I gotten that email.
Jeff, are you a cutter? I mean, do you like hurting yourself? Do you like torture?
A little bit.
What the hell?
A little bit.
Guys, refresh my memory. Didn't we have another K-Rock listener within the last few years who got a Kevin and Bean tattoo?
Yes.
What was that story? Who was that person?
It was remember, it was the intern's boyfriend. She came out, she went on to be the intern, and he wanted
it. He just wanted it.
Kevin and Bean tattoo on his leg, drawn by the Simpsons?
Yeah, we had one of the artists from the Simpsons come down and do caricatures of all of us, and we put it on his calf.
A horrible
idea. And we spoke to him sometime later, and at that point he had not yet started to regret it. I suspect eventually he will.
Look, you're going to want to move on in your life. So I think it shouldn't say Kevin and Bean. I think it should just be Ralph's face. And I think it should be on your cheek.
No. Not
going to
happen.
Not going to happen.
Did we have any specifications as to what kind of K-Rock or Kevin and Bean-related tattoo it was going to be? Or do we have some flexibility with that?
We could do, I guess.
We can whatever, do whatever, you know.
I remember Jeff just saying a K-Rock Kevin and Bean tattoo. We didn't really specify.
Ralph should be half man, half eagle in an eagle jersey and swooping down. And
my
kicking.
Talons out?
In an eagle jersey, too. And you're kicking a New Orleans Saints fan out of like a wheelchair. Yes.
Is that Omar?
No, it's like a big medieval theme. Hey,
Mike,
awesome.
Go back to what is it, Pink Bear or whatever it is you do right now, right?
You're not that's good improv. Good actually, improv. Well done.
That was actually a good idea.
Maybe I'm a giant eagle and I'm tearing at the levees. trying to create another
with
flood.
A lot of black people drowning.
Oh, wow. Right, how have things gone so south?
I
so
was
quick.
Going too far, and then Bean once again drops me.
Bean, for God's sakes, why are you bad?
Jeff, what would you like to see as the Kevin and Bean related tattoo?
I'm pretty much open. I'm going to, you know, figure it out. I'll get with my tattoo guy. And
Eagles
and
helmet?
No.
No, it's got to be Kevin.
I can't.
Listen,
it's got to be Kevin and Bean related.
It's a horrible idea.
How about we kind of let him off the hook a little bit about our show and have it be a K-Rock logo? Maybe it's just a K-Rock logo, which is something you could be proud of for the rest of your life.
Like we can do that. We absolutely can do that.
Maybe you could get like a Tammy Heidi logo.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Right? Rodney, a picture of Rodney.
Rodney!
Oh,
Rodney.
Oh, no.
Picture of Rodney.
In an Eagles jersey smoking a pipe.
Absolutely not, you crazy.
Come on, Rodney in an Eagles jersey smoking a pipe? That sounds like the best.
Kevin's going to get
the best tattoo ever.
How about the Swedish Eagle? The Swedish Eagle from K-Rock, because it's sort of Eagles, it's sort of K-Rock circa 1983.
I'll do that, but you got to up the stakes. There's got to be something else involved.
What are you talking about?
You lost.
You lost.
I lost, but it was a Kevin and Bean tattoo or a K-Rock tattoo. There was no Rodney.
K-Rock
involved.
Tattoo?
This is 100 times better. Rodney in an Eagles jersey smoking a pipe.
He would look like a leprechaun.
With
a light green with a pipe and a little midget.
Smoking jacket. Come on.
Oh, God. We'll talk
okay.
about it.
All right, Jeff. If you wanted to be Kevin Mean, what about Doc in one of his herpes gloves? What about that as a tattoo?
Am I pulling something out of his butt?
Oh,
yeah.
No. All right, here's what let's do.
Pull an Eagles helmet out of his butt.
I don't know how much time we have tomorrow, so we'll take some email suggestions about what kind of tattoo the guy should get. And then maybe next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll figure out what it's going to be. Because the listeners always come up with great ideas after we talk about things.
Yeah.
True.
Let's give it a weekend.
We work it out with Jeff's schedule so we can get him down here to do it. Because we should do it here in the studio.
Yeah,
right?
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was available tomorrow, but I mean, I can switch it. You guys.
Oh, did you take the day off?
Somewhat.
All right. Then Rodney is.
You can work it out in the course of a day. But bring your wife down anyway if you want to. And you guys can hang out in the studio so you can get a little something for your trouble.
Oh, I'd love it. But Ralph, love it.
Ralph will sleep with her.
But we will tattoo her. And I'll tattoo her myself.
Hey.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah.
She'd probably like it.
Get out the old ink gun, you know what I'm saying?
All right, Jeff, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
You're a bad man.
Yeah,
bye now.
A few moments ago, we were talking to a K-Rock listener named Jeff who made a horrible bet at the beginning of the NFL season, and he is a fan of the New Orleans Saints. They did not have as good a regular season record as the Philadelphia Eagles this year.
You know, in retrospect, that was a pretty safe bet. That the Saints would do better than the Eagles. Because Eagles weren't going to be good this year.
Based on what the Saints were like last year, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So, so bad bet. Now it's time for the payoff. Now it's time for him to get the tattoo. Why is we getting all this noise all of a sudden? Can we change that at all?
I don't know why that's happening.
So we're going to take some more calls at 1-800-520-1067. The phones are blazing with ideas of what kind of Kevin and Bean-related tattoo he's going to get. But right now, the runaway favorite is the one that Mike came up with, which is our own Rodney Bingenheimer in an Eagles jacket smoking a pipe.
Eagles jersey.
Yeah.
Smoking a pipe.
So I don't know where the pipe came from.
I don't either.
I was just imagining Rodney looking regal, holding a pipe. Yes. This sounds awesome.
Looking like Hef, circa 1970.
We had an artist work on our Christmas CD 2 years ago, was it, Paul?
Yeah.
Two years ago.
And drew all of us as cartoon characters. Great artist.
Well, Paul, he's a successful comic book artist. That's why.
Yes. He's a great artist, and he's a fan of ours, and you're offering to do this.
Yeah, I'll design the image.
Rodney in an Eagles jersey with a smoking a pipe.
That would be the best.
You want current Rodney or Rodney from the 80s with that monkey's haircut?
Oh, he's still got it. It's
Paul.
The same one, dude.
Yeah.
It's the same Rodney.
His hair is forever.
Okay.
It's like cats. Maybe we could do that and make the number on his jersey, Ralph is just saying, 1067. Then that's kind of the K-Rock tie-in.
Mm-hmm.
And make them buff, too. Make them huge.
We'll take some phone calls.
Rodney is just like yoked.
Yoked out Rodney?
Yeah, just swole.
New band.
We'll take some phone calls, 1-800-520-1067, if you have an idea for this.
Pretty much
for the
anything we come up with, Paul can draw. We know that for a fact.
Yeah,
he's a genius, and he can do it in about 8 minutes.
I'd like to suggest, Paul, that you do Rodney smoking a pipe anyway, and then we put that up for like a screensaver or whatever, because I want that in my house. I want a full-size.
Kevin might get that tattoo, even this guy doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul did some artwork for a t-shirt of mine, by the way.
Yes,
that,
he did.
I've got up on my website at stronglywordedletter.com. Paul did some very attractive artwork that it's going to send us both directly to hell, and that's available now.
Yeah.
But hasn't the K-Rock listener, Jeff, hasn't he already suffered enough by having to get a tattoo that's Kevin and Bean related? I mean, is it really fair to tag him with Rodney
that's
for the rest
what
of
I
his
think.
Life?
I think that's a little extreme.
But yoked out Rodney.
No, that's the funniest thing ever. If you're going to get a tattoo of a morning radio
show. We're already branding this guy forever.
I know.
It's not the bet he made.
I'm saying if you're going to go
He's not a fan of the Rodney show. He's a fan of our show.
He said Kevin and Bean or K-Rock. He clearly said that. No one says K-Rock like
but
Rodney
Bean. Rodney's just barely on K-Rock. Just tangentially sort of connected these days to K-Rock.
Paul?
I think it's brilliant. I think it should be the winner's choice.
Okay, so let's
And we are the winners.
Yeah.
Are we? Are we now Eagles fan Bean? Are we the winners? I didn't see the link this weekend when I was watching them play the Bills. I didn't notice you were in the seat next to me. Eagle fan?
No. I'm not saying me. I'm just saying the show is really the winner, and the listener in this case is the loser of
the bet.
I know he made the bet with you.
All right, let me squeeze in a few phone calls. We have James on the line from Long Beach. Morning, James.
Morning.
Hi, what's your idea?
The Last Supper featuring the Kevin and Bean family.
Oh, that could be cool.
Having an Eagles guy is Jesus.
Yeah, I can't abide that. Eagles guy is Jesus, for God's sake. Come on.
They'd be in the playoffs if they were Jesus.
Eagles are 8-8.
Hey, how big a tattoo? What's the landscape that we have to work with? Are there any restrictions on that, Ralph, that you know of?
I don't think we talked about placement. That's another important question.
Hey, Paul, have you done tattoo drawings?
No, but get Kat Von D to do it because she does great photo images, right?
She does. That's true.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm sure we can find an artist who can represent whatever Paul comes up with.
Yeah. Let's try Alex on line 4. Alex is calling us from Burbank on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Alex, what's your idea?
Morning, guys. Hi. I was thinking maybe have Rodney riding Doc like a horse.
Now that is good.
Like a full-on cowboy outfit.
Rodney riding Doc. And he's got like full-on cowboy outfit, but kid cowboy outfit. Like fake little hat, fake little holster.
Giddy up.
Tim's saying giddy up.
Yeah. Giddy up. Yeah.
That's
Although
a great idea.
Although I really can't co-sign anything involving a cowboy in any way relating to an Eagles victory in a bet. I really just can't.
Right. That's true.
That's a great idea, though, Alex.
Robert, line 2. Robert is in Anaheim on the Kevin and Bean Show looking for a tattoo for K-Rock Lister Jeff. Robert, what do you got?
Striker wearing an Eagles jersey with a tail.
Nice.
Ooh, big feathered tail.
Big feathered tail.
Nice.
Striker has a tail!
Eagles tail.
I like it. That's a great idea. Thank you. Who do I go to?
Someone.
Charlie in La Mirada. Good morning, Charlie. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hello, Lisa May.
Hello, Charlie.
I was thinking a K-Rock logo with a compilation of Moments with Kevin sayings. So everybody has something nice to look at.
What?
A selection of Moment with Kevin's, also written on the tattoo.
Oh, so you tattoo Ducks fan long time him on the guy's skin, is what you're saying.
There you go.
We do like 10 of them.
Yeah, the top 10.
We start on his forehead and end at his feet.
He looks like De Niro as Max Cady in Cape Fear. Just his whole back is just tatted out with sayings.
With my sayings.
Yes.
Yeah, no one would do that. That's ridiculous. Well, Paul, you got some stuff to work with. We need a Rodney wearing an Eagles jersey, smoking a pipe.
Well, no problem.
And we need a Rodney riding Doc as a cowboy.
What's that? That's too disturbing.
That's why it's good, dude.
Okay.
All right. We got a bunch of other suggestions. We'll try and figure it out. I guess Jeff's coming in tomorrow.
How about the Kevin and Bean logo in like green and white, like the Eagles colors? This logo that you guys use on the website.
Yes, I just can't imagine he's not going to look at that a year from now and go, "Well, remember those guys? Wow, they sucked. Why do I have this tattoo?"
You think Rodney smoking a pipe is forever?
Now this I love. Glad I got this.
That's not going to be funny 20 years from now? Of course. Yep. Logo, who cares about? You got to go for comedy. Yep. Come on, people. Think here. Logo. What's a logo?
I feel bad putting Rodney on anybody.
I'm just saying it's funny.
All right. Well, we're not going to give Paul 30 assignments here, so we'll discuss it and we'll take some more calls and we'll look at the emails and we'll come up with something, run it by Jeff, and then we'll maybe if Paul is offering to do the drawing for us, we'll give him a call later on and tell him what to do, what we need, and then I guess we'll have the tattoo guy copy that tomorrow. Is that the plan then?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the
fantastic.
Plan.
Paul, glad you were listening. Glad you wrote in. Thanks for coming on, dude. Always good to talk to you.
Okay, no problem.
Shame those guys aren't more talented.
No kidding.
Yeah. Muse on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It is 8:55.
Thursday morning, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Vivica Fox, apparently, is now starring in a celebrity sex tape.
It's about time we had another one of those. That's a way to start the year.
And a good one, too. Somebody you wanted to see.
Yeah.
Not since Kardashian have I looked forward to a celebrity sex tape this much. Apparently, she was in Atlanta with a gentleman, and she was giving him a favor.
Why?
Of the oral kind.
Why?
Tell me more, Professor.
And said Atlanta man decided, hey, who knows when this is going to happen again? I should tape this with my cell phone.
Why?
Much like I'm sure Dave did with Yasmin.
Hey, we got to check his cell phone.
Oh, we do. Look, he's always got in his hand a text thing, right? Does that record video on it? A little text thing he's got?
Of course.
I bet you.
Yeah.
I have to Photoshop out her tattoo in the video, though. I lose my erection.
If you're Dave, you have to be thinking that first time you're having sex with Yasmin, that this is the only time this will ever happen. I have to have as much to remember this by as possible.
Right. Then it happens a second time.
Then you're ready with your camera.
You got even more time to prepare. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Try it out.
Hook
check
up
it.
The security cameras. Yeah. I'd run some new lines in there and get a cable system.
Yeah, build a whole studio.
Security cameras.
He doesn't have that kind of cash.
I'd put a lavalier mic on my penis. I would get myself completely set up for that next one.
It sounds like we're kidding, but none of us can really get our head around the fact that it happened.
Anyway, this reportedly is being investigated by the Atlanta Police Department. Vivica got a hold of the video and forwarded it to the police department, apparently. So
you can't, I guess you can't put her out without her permission? Is that
what
she's...
know what they're investigating, but hope dude doesn't
what
get
you mean by
for
putting
it.
Her out.
Hey, what the? Meanwhile, more celebrity sex stories. Photographs on the internet of Miley Cyrus frolicking with a female companion have been, they've been criticized.
Yeah.
For being inappropriately sexual. However, Miley is fighting back. She told a radio station in New York that it was nothing bad, but it's not something I'm going to let slide because I'm really upset about it. It's not even a big deal. It's one of my best friends. I have all these girls I hang out with all the time, and it's two girls at a sleepover, fooling around. If all of a sudden that's bad, then what's the world coming to?
We have a winner, believe it or not.
No, Rodney, it's not like that.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Apparently it's the two girls just in pajamas fooling around eating, looks like a Red Vine or a Twizzler. Kind of
I'd love to get
it.
A copy of that.
All right, Rodney.
I hate to agree with Hannah Montana, but people who are trying to sexualize these photos are really stretching. They're really going out of their way to try to turn it into something that it clearly isn't.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
It's just them goofing around as teenage girls sometimes do. It's hardly erotic. Sorry to say. Yeah. But people are speculating because she's on a kid's show and she's very popular.
Sure.
It's like that girl on that Zoe 101 show.
Brittany's sister.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's a role model for the young girls.
They're trying to sexualize the fact that she got knocked up at 16. It's just, what do people try to make something seedy out of everything? Just because she's going to have an illegitimate child at 16 years old. Ooh, all of a sudden it's going to be sexual and bad somehow. Inappropriate. Come on. Lay off these young girls, people.
I had several listeners who reminded me that I had predicted a few weeks ago that Jamie Lynn was going to end up pregnant. During the showbiz beat, I made a point of saying it was only a matter of time. Mark my words, before she turns up pregnant, look at the way Britney turned out. And we were talking about what a bad mom her mom is and stuff like that. But alas, we did not mark the tape.
I had several listeners who remembered that I reported the fact that she was pregnant.
I have several listeners report. That knew I was thinking that.
I actually did a story. There was a rumor that she was pregnant. I actually said it on the showbiz beat. Turns out I was just precognitive.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you. this is bad. This is very bad.
What's
Tyra
bad?
Banks, according to the London Sun tabloid, is currently looking into adopting a child.
Drama queen.
What?
She says she's wanted to adopt a child since she was 9 years old.
No.
She says she has a natural connection with children because they both have the same level of maturity. No, she didn't say that, but...
It's a horrible idea.
She says a child doesn't have to come from your womb to feel connected to it.
No, but some people shouldn't have kids.
Yeah, I know.
And she's one of them.
Tyra Banks really blows. Tyra Banks really blows. Blows.
Did you guys see any of the big return of the talk shows last night?
Saw Jimmy. Jimmy Kimmel. That's
they
the only
came
one I watched.
Back. Yep. Jamie Kilborn. Kimborn. He came back.
Yeah.
And Jay Leno returned. David Letterman returned. All the big networks brought back their late-night talk shows. Some were happy.
The writers' strike is over. That's what I'm happy
about. See, that thing is not over.
Not over.
So some people were happy about it. Some people weren't. Leno, for instance, came back without his writers. Jimmy came back without his writers. But Letterman was able to negotiate a deal with the WGA, because he owns his own show, that allowed him to bring his staff of writers back to work. And, you know, and I was thinking about it. Really, I guess when it comes to the internet and things that they're really fighting for,
yeah,
it doesn't apply that much to talk shows. Because talk shows, unless it's like the Johnny Carson, the best of Johnny Carson or something, you rarely see them even compiling talk shows onto
replayed.
Some sort of DVD format, and they don't do much on the internet with them. You
That's
know?
True.
Because it's such a it's a high turnover because it has to be current constantly.
That's true.
Mostly a nightly thing.
But don't they sell a lot of, say, the Jon Stewart, the Daily Shows? Aren't those big movers on, say, iTunes and stuff, or no?
Yes. Yeah, that is.
Yeah, that is, for yeah. sure. But I don't know if Letterman's is even available on iTunes.
I don't
iTunes.
Either.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he was able to work out a deal with them, so he returned in full force with his writing staff. However, they were talking a bunch about the strike. Letterman is still supporting the writers. And while he was gone, off the air for 8 weeks, Dave thought this was an opportunity for him to grow the most hideous full beard you've ever seen in your life. And I'm not talking about like a goatee or just some facial hair. It was full blown, just as Robin Williams put it last night, like Robert E. Lee from the Civil War beard. Just a giant white gray beard. Looked
oh
like
my
hell.
God.
Looked looks like a
hell.
Caveman. It looked like he was hibernating.
And that was the first thing everyone was talking about on the show when he came out to do his monologue, including Dave.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, geez, Dave looks like a cattle drive cook. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 long months, but by God, I'm finally out of rehab. I gotta tell you something, we haven't done a show in 2 months, and seriously, during that period of time, I was very introspective. Do you ever do that? Do you introspect? Here's what I learned about myself. Show or no show, I really enjoy drinking in the morning. I know what you're thinking to yourself. You're thinking, Dave looks like a missing hiker.
Robin Williams came out. Robin Williams came out, who I don't find always that funny,
yeah.
But he was really good last night because he would not let up on the beard. Just
good.
Kept coming at him. It was hysterical.
If you haven't seen it, it's hard to describe how horrible it is. He just looks like his own grandfather.
He looks like a guy in a home, like in some rest home or something.
Like, who's the homeless guy on the Letterman
sitting in
show?
A wheelchair. But apparently he's going to shave it off on his show, so that should be entertaining.
I hope it's soon.
He said, yeah, we'll do, Paul. We'll shave it off. We'll shave it off, you know, and we'll put it on television. And Paul Schaefer's like, on this show? And Dave's like, no, Conan's. So we have that to look forward to. Today's celebrity birthdays, John Paul Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Not the British naval hero.
No?
No. I'm talking about the bassist for Led Zeppelin. He is 62 years old today. Danica McKellar, who played Winnie Cooper on The Wonder Years, turns 33. Mel Gibson, actor, director, lover of the Jews.
Yes.
It's his autobiography. He's 52 years old today. And I neglected to mention this earlier, and I didn't want to let it slide without giving props to our own King of Mexico, Dave Sanchez, celebrates his birthday today as well. And I think it's obvious to all of us there's nothing we need to get Dave.
He got his gift.
Dave's already got his present.
Yeah.
Well, we all pulled together to pay Yasmin to have sex with him.
Shh. Beanie doesn't know
that. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. I thought. Oh.
Doesn't know. Hope she was worth it.
For 15 bucks. It was great.
15 bucks. I know.
Each.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
One of us is going to jail. And we promised that today we would make the announcement. And I'd like to say proudly that Psycho Mike will be joining his brethren in jail soon.
Yes.
Mike, what did you
so
do?
So exciting. Good work.
Aw, I'm disappointed.
That's good work
but
on your part.
But find out
again,
about the bum?
Of all the people who could be going to prison, it's really best for everyone concerned,
yeah.
including the guys already in prison, that it's Mike. Because Mike is going to really be able to do more for them than Kevin or I could.
He's the guy who wants to be gay. So this
exactly.
will just help you right along.
Homosexuality, no stigma at all attached.
Homosexuality right. and pumping iron? It sounds like my utopia.
You're in.
Yeah.
Especially if iron is receptive to it.
Earlier this morning, Kevin said that considers himself an expert on all topics, regardless of how much he knows about that topic.
Or little.
And
I just said that not knowing something about it does not take away from my confidence. That's
yeah.
all.
Well, this is a quintessential example of that. About a year ago, I got a jury summons in the mail. And
uh-huh.
I was like, damn, I don't want to go to jury duty.
You do what was right?
Yeah. So Kevin says, hey, dude, I get those all the time. Just throw it away. Pretend like you never got it. Trust me. Nothing will happen to you. It's no big deal.
I don't remember this conversation
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, Kevin, that's the advice you give every single
yes.
one of us when we get it in the mail. We come in and go, oh, my God. And you go, tear it up. That's what I do.
It's not ringing a bell.
And Kevin,
we've heard that advice for you 50 times.
Yes.
I don't recognize
Kevin's
that.
Kevin's kind of like king of knee-jerk reactions and stuff. So I was like, at first I was like, Kevin, are you sure? He's like, dude, honestly. I mean, seriously, I do it all the time. I get jury summons all the time. I throw away. Nothing ever happens. So I do it. I follow his directions. And about a week ago, I got in the mail, our records indicate that you failed to respond to your jury summons. Not responding or appearing when summoned may subject you to arrest or a fine up to $1,500.
Right.
Jury service is mandatory and is a vital aspect of your citizenship.
Right. You throw that away.
No.
I throw
oh,
that
yeah,
away.
Right.
Yes. How can they prove you got anything? Did they have to sign for it?
No, this did not.
Where did that go?
This went to my parents' house.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm in the clear. But
you would have been until you read it on the air. But I'm saying throw that away, too. You've got to follow through, Mike. You can't just do it half-hearted.
Dude, I don't want the man on my ass because you are giving me horrible... Like, by the way, you not only have no legal degree, you don't do well with the law in your personal life. So why would I take your advice?
I am considered by many of my friends a lawyer.
I have a question, Kevin. If you've been throwing away your jury summons consistently over the years and it's worked well enough for you that you're comfortable advising others to do same, why did you end up going to jury duty last year?
Because I kid.
What do you mean?
I think jury duty is the right, and it should be the duty of every American.
It's our privilege, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And I serve proudly.
But so wait, basically, why are you telling Mike to throw his away then?
Well, that's just me being funny. In my real life, I respond immediately and go sit and go to do jury duty.
But see, I would assume that Kevin was just pulling my chain. But the way he delivered it, like a year, he was like, no, dude, seriously, honestly, nothing's going to happen. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I swear.
And trust me, by the way, usually the words trust me, as you know, Lisa, mean bad things for you.
The exact words were trust me. Yes. They can't prove that you received it.
I got to tell you, Kevin talked me into doing that once. And then the second time he talked me into it, I went home, I ripped it up, I thought about it, I thought about Kevin, I taped it back together, and I went.
Look, see, she's weak. See, this is the fun.
We have one day, one trial system in LA now.
Right.
So you don't go and sit for a week doing puzzles.
This is the fun.
It's pretty quick.
I like to see what I can talk people into. That's my goal.
Whether I did it
or not in the past is irrelevant.
So let me make sure I understand. Yeah. To you, there's no difference between making Lightning drink a bottle of Tabasco sauce
Correct.
And giving Mike advice that will end him in prison.
Right. Right.
Just both are equally fun just to see what you can get somebody to do.
And if one of them gets in trouble, that's so much better. Like, this is sweet here.
Now,
this is.
Would you come to his aid?
No.
Pay his fine?
Right. Yeah. The trustworthy
hire him a lawyer?
The trustworthy writer and rider law team. Are you kidding me? Come to my aid. Kevin would move. He would move farther away.
Remember when I represented Bean in court? Remember that?
That went well.
What was that about?
Bean got a jaywalking ticket.
Uh-huh.
And I was his lawyer, and we went to court and pled insanity. For jaywalking.
Kevin's idea, by the way.
I'm sure that went well.
And
Kevin said, trust me, if I recall correctly.
And I said, Your Honor, we'd like to plead insanity. And he was not receptive to the comedy.
Less than amused.
And threatened to throw us in jail immediately if I didn't
shut up.
So I said, yes sir. And I backed up. And then Dean took his paddling or whatever it is they do.
I think I paid a fine. There have to be listeners, by the way, who have followed the writer and writer law firm advice and have just thrown their summons away. And I'd like to just throw it out there for just a couple of minutes at 1-800-520-1067. Kevin's theory, by the way, although I disagree with it because I think you should serve
as
on jury.
I think it is a
privilege. But his theory, to me, seems reasonable that I don't know how they can prove that you got something. Look, lots of people get mail stolen. Lots of people get mail lost. Lots of people don't look at their mail. They just throw away stuff that they don't feel like opening. I mean, how on earth would they ever be able to prove that you got it?
Especially considering my residence is not my mailing address.
Right. They mail it not even to your home, dude.
I know, but
– throw it away.
I know I'm going to have renew my license or do something, like get a – you know, renew something with the state.
Dude, that's just to scare you. That's a scare letter. They
want
to scare you straight.
I want to know if people who get the scare letter and throw it away get in trouble. That's what we need to find out. The summons we get.
Do they throw it away and then go on the radio and say that they threw it away? Or do they just throw it away?
Mike's already
screwed. Well, my best friend's an attorney, and he's like super liberal pinko commie attorney, like stick it to the man type guy. And even he said, you can get in serious trouble for this if you continue this route.
Greg in Long Beach, good morning.
I'm sorry. Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hi.
I kept getting those. When I was living at my mom's house, I kept getting those for about 2.5-3 years, and I kept throwing them away, but I didn't get them. And for about 2 years now, they haven't sent me another one. So
nice.
I'm assuming they just assumed I wasn't coming or I'm dead or something.
Now, Greg, is this you got the jury summons or you got the warrant/fine threat?
I got the jury. The first time I got the jury summons, I didn't fill anything out or send it back. And then I got that little the little warning thing, and then I didn't do anything with that. And then I got about 2 or 3 more, and I did nothing with them, and I haven't gotten one since.
Sweet.
There you go.
So it just evaporated, and nothing ever came of it. You did not end up in a prison.
Yeah, I'm not even worried about it either, so.
Fantastic.
I've been pulled over, and I've been to court a few times, and they never brought anything up, so there's no warrants out or anything.
Thank you.
Okay.
Who's right now?
All right. Hey, listen, I'm not poking all the holes in the writer and writer legal advice. I'm just saying I'm getting a little scared. I want to make sure.
Well, here's the difference between you, Mike, and Kevin, is that Kevin, it doesn't bother if he gets a letter in the mail that says you may go to jail or there may be a fine. He just laughs that off. A guy like you who is concerned about your credit, your reputation, you go, wow, this is something maybe I should take seriously. You just have a different approach to life.
I do.
You need to laugh more, man. Isaac in Upland, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
You got Hi. The same letter that Psycho Mike's talking about?
Yeah, I got the jury summons about 2 months ago. I threw that away, and then about 2 weeks ago, I got the letter that Mike got, and I threw that away, too. And nothing's happened to me.
See how you do that?
Our legal system works great.
Well, they can't. Here's the thing.
I am so happy.
They can't prove that you read that letter, so how... Unless they do it, what do they call it? Registered
certified.
Mail? Certified mail?
Yeah.
Or registered
mail. If they send it to Mike's house, to his parents' house?
Yes.
They can't prove that he got it anyway.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They didn't even send it to Mike's home.
Yeah.
Although they think it's Mike's home because that's the information he's given the state. They could then come after him and say, well, if you moved 2 years ago when you got married, why didn't you change your address, which you're legally required to do as well?
Damn.
Yeah, but that's in a different hot water then.
But that's just lukewarm water. That's not hot water.
I figured you ever go to a party like a kegger where there was like 500 people in a house built for like five people?
Sure. Yeah.
And there's no way the cops can catch everybody.
Right.
So they just Los Angeles is built for about 2 million people. And
right.
There's like eight. So I figure I got to slip through the cracks. I mean, the probability's with me. That's all I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't have time to get into this now, but at another time, I'd like to ask you guys in the room and our listeners who are calling who you want to serve on juries if it's not people like you.
Oh, I think it's a privilege. Don't get me wrong.
No, I don't think it's people like Kevin. Actually, I'm glad he throws his away.
Yeah, lightning. Lightning,
that's scary
lightning
to me.
Kevin,
yeah.
Dave, they should no way
away.
Be on a jury.
I would rule in favor of comedy. Whatever the comedy answer is, that's what I would rule.
Yeah.
That's worrisome.
I think you people want me on your juries. That's what I'm saying.
Because you're an expert on all things.
That's correct.
This weekend, the Patriots are off. They have earned a bye week in the first round of the NFL playoffs, but I'm sure Bill Belichick is still whipping his team like a donkey. He just does not ever give them a break, does he? As you know, the Patriots completed their season at 16-0. First perfect season in the NFL since 1972. Here's what that sounded like last weekend.
Bill Belichick told us at the beginning of the season that he would absolutely hold us to a higher standard, that he was on a crusade for good football. He knew with all the guys that he brought in here, there was no way that this team should have a bad season. And my goodness, look at what they've done with Randy Moss in and Wes Welker and all these guys. He has orchestrated a team that has gone undefeated, 16-0, to match the greatest of the great teams the NFL has ever had to offer, the Miami Dolphins.
And the final hurdle may have been their toughest, their 35 points allowed tonight. They're high for the year. The Giants brought a lot of game into this one. They played their guys, and they played it to win, and they just came up a little short, 38-35.
So first time since 1972 a team has been undefeated. We have the head coach of the New England Patriots on the phone, Bill Belichick. Good morning, Bill.
Okay.
Well, Coach, first of all, congratulations on an unbelievable accomplishment in the NFL.
Thanks.
We can't help but noticing it doesn't seem like you're very happy.
No, I'm happy.
This is your happy?
Yeah.
Does this go back to, and here's part of the problem, is at the beginning of this year, your first game, you were playing the New York Jets.
Uh-huh.
And the head coach of the New York Jets complained to the NFL that you had somebody videotaping the coach to steal their plays and signals.
Yeah.
And you were fined $500,000. The team was fined $250,000, lost a draft pick. Is this you being angry because everybody is accusing you of cheating and not giving you your due, or why?
No. I'm very happy about the accomplishment. And, guys, the players played a lot of great football. It's terrific.
Would you say you're over the moon?
Yes.
All right.
Look, I understand that it doesn't – I mean, the goal is to win the Super Bowl, and I understand that you don't want to get too happy throughout the season because you haven't finished the season yet. Wait till the end. I got all that. But it seems like you don't ever give your guys any praise for the – I mean, they're blowing most of these teams out, and all you ever do in the press conference afterwards is talk about how there's so many areas you can improve.
Well, you can always improve.
Right.
And these guys, they know I expect a high level of play.
Right.
And So,
but, no, can't you take 1 second to go, good game, we beat them by 48 points or whatever?
Sure.
Just for, I mean, just for a second, can't you give them their due?
Sure.
You're like the dad where you come home with straight A's and the dad says, you don't work out enough. You don't exercise enough. I'm glad that you're reading the books, but you need to do more.
Yeah.
Do you not enjoy coaching anymore? I mean, I know you've been in it for a long time. Have you just lost the thrill?
No, I'm thrilled to be a coach in the NFL. And
didn't sound like it.
It's really great.
Here's part of the article from Reuters. After some prodding, the poker-faced Belichick admitted feeling good about the Patriots' achievement. They had to prod you to get you to say that you were happy with going 16-0.
All right, let me try another tack, Coach. Are you wearing a hoodie right now?
Yes, and a headband.
Okay. Nice.
Is there ever a time, day or night, on or off the field, like maybe when you're out with your wife and kids, that maybe you're not wearing a hoodie and a headband?
No. I make love to my wife in the headband.
Really?
And I critique her performance afterwards.
Oh, God. No.
I usually find it lackluster.
Oh, no. Really? You tell her?
I've got a lot of room for improvement.
Wow.
Especially at the tight end position.
Are there game films that you review the next day with your wife?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of looking at the film.
Yeah.
And I show her areas of weakness.
Hers or yours?
Hers.
Yeah.
And we try to improve on those things. We're going for a perfect season of sex. So far,
what's your record?
We're 0-27.
That's why you're not happy.
Because she's a wide receiver.
No,
and I think we need some more youth in that position,
right?
Because she's a veteran. Holy crap, is she a veteran?
Maybe time for a new draft.
You need a new draft pick, huh?
Oh, man, you have no idea. I mean, football is one thing, but coach has got to,
sure.
Coach's got to get some Gatorade dumped on him at home. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not positive, but I think I know what you're saying.
Glad you do.
It's time to take your phone calls.
What it do, nephew?
That's the silky smooth skin we were looking for.
Did you see her making out with that dude in Italy on New Year's, by the way?
No. Making out with every dude in Italy, you mean?
Photos all over the internet of her just sprawled on a couch.
Yeah.
I think she looks loaded, but everyone I talked to says, no, she's still sober. But just grinding, going at it with this skeevy-looking Italian dude on this couch for New Year's.
All right, good times.
She's talking about how she's made out with, and that's a euphemism, I suspect, with at least three different guys in one 24-hour period in Italy. So she is enjoying being out of rehab, that's for sure.
Lenny Lohan.
1-800-520-1067 remains the phone number here at K-Rock. We still pay for the call. You call, get on the air, and we give you a prize. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean What It Do t-shirt, along with the Bourne Ultimatum on DVD. We had the Porn Ultimatum we were giving away last month.
Yes.
That's gone now. This is actually the movie with Matt Damon is what you get.
Speaking of which, let's say good morning to Sam in Sun Valley. Good morning, Sam.
What's up, guys?
What's happening?
Hi, Sam.
Hey, I'm the Santa Monica guy. I was just calling to let you guys know, thanks for the porn.
Okay, we sent you support.
Good. Glad you got it.
Yeah, and my mom opened it.
Oh, no.
Yes, when I picked up my daughter, and I went to pick up my daughter, and my mom had already opened it.
Oh, no.
And whoever wrote "This is Santa Monica porn" in the package.
Oh, no.
They wrote Monica with an E.
Dave. It's
got to
be Dave.
It's got to be Dave. Yeah, it said Dave on the package.
Got to be the King of Mexico.
Yeah, Dave mails all our stuff out.
I'm sorry, but, what was the name of the city he misspelled?
Sun Valley.
What? That was the biggest softball ever. What was the name of the city he misspelled?
Oh, Monica.
Oh, for God's
sake. Oh, my Jesus. God. Retard.
No. Sam, why, more importantly, why is your mother opening your mail? How old are you, dude?
22.
But well, at some
she's
point.
She's just nosy. That's
you
all.
Can't tell her to keep her hands off the porn?
She loves herself on porn.
Oh,
what can you say? She loves the porn.
Oh, no. She wasn't watching it when you showed up, was she?
Nah.
Okay, good.
Dude, I sent some nasty porn, too.
Really?
It was really good ones.
Yep.
Is this you and Yasmin? Is that what you said?
Oh, no, you did.
All right. Last question for you, Sam, and that is, what's the name of that city on the beach that has the big Ferris wheel?
Here we go.
It's not going to work.
There we go. That's what we're looking for.
It's totally worth it. This guy like Terry Schiavo.
That was wild first Terry Schiavo reference of the new year. James in Santa Ana. Good morning.
What did you do, nephew?
Looks like James is calling from a courthouse right now.
Oh, really?
Are you the defendant?
No, I'm in jury duty right now. I was calling to say being that I was thinking about you.
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate that, man.
So basically it's a ha-ha.
No, not anymore, because I have jury duty on January 22nd, 2008, which is only 2 short weeks away. Yeah. I'm already so excited.
That's until we speak with the district attorney.
You're not going to screw this up for
me.
We
can sabotage that so easily.
We have a bunch of tape he needs to hear before you get into the courtroom.
Yes, we do.
James, what are you on a case this morning or not yet?
No, I'm waiting to get a sign right now, hopefully.
What are you hoping for? What I mean, when you go show up for jury duty today, what kind of case are you hoping to get on, if at all?
The quickest one possible.
Yeah.
Oh, how dare you.
For 13 days, but I have school, so I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys right now, when I show up January 22nd to King County Courthouse, if they offer me a 6-month trial, I am taking it. You guys understand that, right?
Do not tease us.
That'll be awesome.
Thank you.
Who do we pay off to make that happen, by the way?
Fun. I want to make sure everybody knows I'm not one of these guys who's going to go in there and say, make it a one-day deal. I'm going to stay as long as I can. I hope I'm on the next OJ case.
Can we get you in the witness relocation program?
Yes, good.
Is there like a possibility?
It. Mike in Orange, good morning.
Morning. What a do, nephew.
What a do.
What a do, Lisa May.
What a do.
I was just calling to see what a do about Doc on the 8 o'clock hour yesterday. It sounded like he had a freaking seizure in the middle of his segment.
Sounded good to me.
Sounds the same as always here.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Sound like he keeled over and died right in the middle of it.
Well, we'll listen to it again, but it's, I don't know what you're talking about.
Doc seems fine. He's in the other room. He's working as normal, but thank you for the call.
Right, and let's go to...
Thanks to the pain medication, you know. News, maybe.
So I hear. Yeah.
Marie?
He feels fine.
In Pomona.
What'd it do, nephew?
What'd it do?
I think it's Kevin's advice about when you get off of work early, not to go home.
Don't go home.
We've always said that.
That's one of our rules. You get off work early, you don't want to know what's going on at home. Just drive around until it's your normal time, then show up.
Well, I did drive around, but I was like, okay, well, I think it's long enough. Maybe I should go home and take my brother, because I guess he's still off on Christmas vacation or whatnot.
What happened?
So I was like, okay, let's go home and pick him up for breakfast. And so... I go in and I'm like, oh, so are you awake? And he's watching a movie and
Was it an adult film he was watching?
No.
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I was just like,
no.
I heard the moaning.
Oh, no. Your brother. No.
You walked in on him.
Why don't you people listen to us?
I tried.
Oh, Marie.
It's part of the Kevin and Bean master plan. We can't make it more clear. You have just once again proven that we are correct on this item.
Wow. Very don't go home true. Early, people. Just don't do it.
Or if you are, then just, you know, help a brother out. So I'm
saying. Oh!
God, no.
I'm going to say, you know, brother. Do him a favor.
What's wrong with you?
I'm saying do him a favor.
I know what you're saying.
I want to thank our very special guest on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, the great Joel McHale, the comedy legend Joel McHale, who, by the way, after 25 years as one of the funniest stand-up acts in America, is finally bringing it home to the Irvine Improv, the Irvine Spectrum. He's going to do 2 shows tomorrow night, 3 shows on Saturday. This guy has an act that you will never forget.
After this weekend, though, he's going to retire all of this material and start again from scratch. So
it's like Carlin. You know, he polishes and polishes. He's a wordsmith, and then he retires. Bits.
It is a finely tuned act, and you will enjoy it very much. Tickets are on sale now through improv.com. Don't forget, Joel with part 2 of his Best of 2007 is going to be on the E! Channel as the host of The Soup at 10 o'clock tomorrow night.
Tomorrow morning, Friday morning, we got the movie beat. Tell you about all the new movies in town. We have Ask a Lipstick Lesbian.
Come on.
That's
now.
What I'm talking about.
Continuing series of Ask A. This may be the best one ever.
This, I can tell you what, this one is not going to be a one-time only deal. This could be a weekly feature.
Daily. I'd like to see it at 8 o'clock every day. Andrew Siciliano from the Red Zone. We're going to talk about football.
Love him.
Playoffs this weekend.
Love him.
And K-Rock listener Jeff is going to have to pay up for his tattoo. He's going to have to come down to the studios of K-Rock and get a K-Rock tattoo. We have had our artist, Paul Lee, has sketched a Rodney with an Eagles jersey smoking a pipe. And it might be the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It's beautiful. By the way, he's just wearing an Eagles jersey, if you notice.
No, he's got pink bunny slippers
on.
He's
got fuzzy slippers on, I know. But his little bird legs are sticking out from under the jersey, which is great.
If Jeff won't get this tattoo, Kevin will. That's how great this tattoo is.
I may
is.
Get it anyway. Look at that.
So do you want matching tattoos with listener Jeff? Is that what you want?
So that's all tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I believe we'll find out officially that Producer Lightning's wife is leaving him tomorrow, too. I think she's decided to not tell him at home. She wants to instead save it and make the announcement tomorrow. What?
We weren't going
to
say that on the air before we had
I'm sorry.
She was going to announce it.
Okay. So forget that you just heard that.
Right.
40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock with our friend Kat Corbett coming up next. How about Sublime, Green Day, Serj Tankian, Smashing Pumpkins, Weezer, and yes, the Foo Fighters, all straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.